Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Everybody to the show, K100 Internet Radio, you did. Thanks everybody for tuning in, you feel me? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Episode 136. Chill. It ain't easy being me. And for that matter, it's not easy being you either. It's not easy being anybody. We'll get into that. You dig? K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Welcome everybody to the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P. Reg, is going to be calling in today, so we'll get him on the lines here soon. Like I said, 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show, you feel me? Hold on a second. Alright, yeah, I'm multitasking, putting something on Facebook and all that shit at the same time. Alright, welcome everybody to the show once again for K100 Internet Radio, okay? Want to remind everybody real quick, K100 is of course a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music around here. This is a talk and indie music station. With that being said, we want to get some of you independent artists to send your music into K100 Radio. We'll spin it, alright? The email address to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's k100radio@gmail.com. You feel what I'm saying? All you need to do is send it to us in an MP3 format, all right? In an MP3 format, and we'll get it on. We'd like to interview you. We'd like to, I got like 10 over the past week. I don't know, maybe it's because I put a lot of music and stuff out on the internet and stuff in the video and all that. I've been getting a lot of response back. So I got like 10 new songs from some artists that I'm going to be playing during the course of the week. But we want to get you artists to interview, all right? So if you send me your music, that's cool. I'll probably play it, but it's a high chance I'm going to play the song. If you actually call into the show, give me a quick interview, quick discussion on what we're talking about, you feel me? But once again, the email for the show is k100radio@gmail.com, all right? Send me your music in, all right? Also, that's where I take all feedback and ideas about the show. If you want to tell me, Blizzum, you suck, that's okay. Send it there. But fuck you. But anyway, your opinion is your opinion, and I'll take it. I'll read any emails you want me to read via that email address. Also, if you have any ideas about show topics, send it to k100radio@gmail.com, all right? Moving right along. We're also on MySpace. We're also on Facebook, all right? Look us up, myspace.com/k100radio. Facebook, do a search, k100radio. When you see the middle finger, that's us. And we're also on iTunes. Look us up under the podcast section of the iTunes store online. Subscribe to the podcast. It's totally free. And each and every time you launch the iTunes software and plug up your portable device, whether it be your iPhone, your iPad, or what have you, it automatically downloads each episode of K100 that you've missed. We air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. All right? The number that you want to dial is 347-934-0966. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines early. Appreciate it so I can get you guys on. So I have to try and rush and get everybody at the end of the show. I really appreciate that. Also, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. The letter K dash the number 100 is the official site on Blog Talk Radio for the show. You can also get the show episodes from there, and you can read down, you can read synopsis of each show, breakdowns of each individual episode that we had. Like I said, we already up on episode 136. You dig? And you can, before you even download and listen to one, you can go and briefly read what each one of them is about. All right. On iTunes, it has a very short summation, but if you come to the actual site, it's a detailed summation, a synopsis of each show. I do that with each episode. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get into the synopsis for episode 136. You dig? It ain't easy being me. So, like I said at the very beginning on the offset, it's not easy being me, all right? And it's not easy being you. That's the whole point. The whole point of this particular episode, you feel me, is not to say how difficult personally my life is per se. It's about how difficult everybody's life is. Okay, everybody's got some form of difficulty in their life. I don't know anybody who, even people that you think have easy lives, like superstars or whoever you can think of. See, it's easy when you look at it from that good thing, like that money that they have, or it's easy from that great relationship that they have. But I'm almost willing to bet you, if they're average people like you and I, and the people, they're no millionaire movie star athletes, anything calling this fucking K100, and it will be one day, but at this particular moment, nah. And I guarantee you, even there's something difficult that they about their life. When did we pass? And you know who's to blame. Do I have to say it? Fucking faggots. I hate Comcast, man. Really, 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 really dislike Comcast. You dig? What can I do? But I just thought of a way to make sure, to ensure that this doesn't happen again. Hold on, everybody. Let me outsmart technology real quick. All right. Okay. Hold on a second. Give me a second, everybody. All right. All right. So, yeah. I'm back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Sorry about that. I have a couple technical difficulties with my internet connection. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm back. Episode 136. I'm gonna try this again. You feel me? I hate whenever I get thrown off and my show gets disconnected because of the internet. It's raining cats and dogs out here, so that's 9 out of 10 times that's really what's going on. But as the course of the show goes on, I'm gonna try and make sure that doesn't happen again. You feel me? So welcome everybody back to the show. But looks like I had everybody that was on the line stay on the line. Appreciate that. All right. 347-934-0966. Let me go ahead and read the synopsis of this show. You feel me? And get into this. But I'm trying to make sure that I don't get disconnected again. So I'm making sure this internet connection is all good. You feel me? All right. Bear with me for a second. Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. Episode 136. It's not easy being me. Like I was saying before, I was cut off basically by my internet connection. Once again, this is for you, Comcast. I mean, just a little rain, really. What is this? 1956? You feel me? I mean, come on, man. You're killing me. You're killing me over here. All right. Here we go. And yeah. Okay. All right. Hold on. Wait a minute, y'all. All right, I got it. All right, so now, if the internet connection cuts off, motherfucker, I'm on the phone line. Ha-ha! Now, all right, here we go. Episode 136. K1's Internet Radio, you did. I'm reading from my synopsis right about now. I'm reading from my synopsis. I just wasted about 5 minutes to y'all who just jumped on the line because I got booted off by my internet connection. If I'm talking mid-sentence and I get cut off, don't worry, I got a trick for the ass tonight. All right, Here we go from the synopsis. So my life is hectic, right? My life is hectic, crazy, dramatic, fun, interesting, restless, and some more shit. That could all be in one damn day, all right? Being me is a unique experience that only one person has had the privilege to say that they can experience, all right? This is true for each and every person on the planet. Oftentimes, we look at each other, we look at other people's lives, and we may think, oh, it must be nice to be them, or it must suck to be them, either or. But it's human nature that we do that. We all creatures of observation, you dig? But I've come to realize that for everything we see good about the average person's life, there's almost certainly something in their life that we would not want to experience, all right? Even if you see somebody right now that's rich or whatever, if you want to say, if you say, man, I'd love to be them, I'd love to be LeBron or whatever, well, maybe, I'm not saying this because I don't even fucking know this at all, but maybe LeBron got molested for 10 years as a child by his uncle or some shit. You want to live through that part? So you can't be the rich, famous LeBron without going through the shit LeBron went through. That's just an example, of course, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just giving you, you know, just generally speaking. And so that's why I say it's not easy being me, because even if you look at me and you say, oh, Blissom is living a pretty decent life, you know, he's okay, he's handling his business, he's got a show, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I've got shit going on at this very moment that you don't want no parts of. And I can give you a whole list of shit that I've had in the past, and I'm probably going to have some more shit. And everybody else, and it, like I said before I got cut off, the average person that listens to the show, not the average person, everybody that listens to the show or call in, they're average people. I don't have any famous rich movie stars, anything like that calling my show. So we're talking about average people on this particular show, all right? So I'm going to read on, all right? Being you isn't any more easy than it is being anyone else. From the outside looking in, we can make assumptions and guess at if being someone else is better or easier, but you'll never really know until you walk a mile in their shoes, all right? So in short, to think that it's easy being me or anyone else, well, you simply don't get how life works. So here go the questions. Do you think others view your life as easy or hard? That's the first question. Do you think other people view your life as easy or hard? And you can have a general idea, you know, if you got the kind of life people be like, man, your life is just crazy. Or if you got people who constantly tell you, oh, man, you got it great, but you got it so easy or whatever. Do you think other people view your life as easy or hard? Do you think that being someone else besides you will be easier at times? And if so, who is this person you think about? Right? If you ever think, man, my life would be so much easier if I was blank, whoever. Alright? Tell me. And I bet you, I guarantee you, I can show you a reason why you should never think that shit again. Alright? Third question. If it's not easy being you, if you feel like it's not easy being you, which I feel like, and probably most people do, you know what I'm saying, then why the hell not? You tell me why it's not easy being you. Now, I can give you a million reasons why it's not easy being Blizzard, and I will during the course of this show, trust me. You feel me? I'll give you a whole bunch of motherfucking reasons. You understand what I'm saying? All right? But at the end of the day, I know for a fact that it's not easy being any of you motherfuckers on the phone. And so I never say that I want to be anybody, or it's easier to be that. I don't even know. And even if I don't know, I'm pretty sure it's not. It's almost guaranteed that it's not easy being that person. Because if they're the average person, they got some shit going on. It's just true. It may not be as much shit as I got going on. It may not be as dramatic, but it's something. All right? Question number four. Would you rather hang around someone whose life seems easier than yours, or someone who has similar difficulties in your life as you? That's a very interesting question. Would you rather hang around someone? Would you rather be friends with people who got, if you're financially strapped, would you rather hang around rich people or people who are financially strapped too? On the one hand, rich people can maybe do more and help more, but then again, you got to look at the fact that they got all this shit that you don't got constantly. A constant reminder of that you don't have that shit. All right? Think about that. Question five. Tell me three people that you personally know, whose life you think is easier or harder than yours. All right? That you personally know. I'm not talking about people on TV and shit. All right? Three people. I bet you that's harder than you think. It's harder than you think, and especially when you say easier, because when you say that, I'm gonna ask you some questions, and you might have to change your whole outlook on them. All right. Last question. Besides winning the fucking lottery or something like that, something crazy like that, what would make your life easier right now, today? All right. Those are the questions for episode 136. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome everybody on the phone line. Thanks for calling in to K1's Internet Radio. Also, thanks for bearing with me through the little technical difficulty that I had at the beginning of the show. You know, it is how it is. But I don't know why I never thought of this before, but when I'm hosting my show through the internet and Skype, I just did something that I shouldn't have thought of. I just want to kill myself for not even thinking of this. I just have my phone line open over here, and it's open, and I just muted my phone. So if this internet connection goes out, well, I can just simply go over there, unmute my phone line, and I'll be on the air. Somebody killed me for not thinking of that simplistic troubleshooting shit right there like months ago. How about 100 and something episodes ago? Sometimes I'm so fucking smart, I'm stupid. It's not easy being Blizzard. It's really not. Doug, what's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
What's up, Liz? What's up?
What's going on, man? What's poppin', man? Thanks for staying, hanging around and calling back and checking back with me. You know, this little internet shit, thing going on at the beginning of the show. Lost out for us about 5 minutes, but we good. We back. We with my homie on the air. So, Doug, it's not easy being me. It's not easy being Blizzard by any shape of the imagination. So, is it easy being you?
No.
Now, look, everybody. I'm laughing, but in all seriousness, I'm expecting that answer to be no all night long. I'm expecting it. If the answer is not no and it's yes, I'm glad for you. But if you're totally honest with yourself, is that really true? All right. Now, do you think others view your life as easy or hard, Doug? Other people, not you.
I think some of my friends probably think my life is easy because of what's going on in my life. That's my business and everything. Uh-huh. They kind of view my life as easy.
So they think that you got
people always got a perception of what other people's life is because they on the outside looking in.
Right.
Not
this
knowing,
is the main point of the show.
What's going on.
Right. So you said your friends may view your life as easy because you have a business, right?
Yeah, and I guess the way we live now, you know, and it took us a long time to live. I think maybe because what we chose to do in our life and how we chose to take care of our family, and we didn't shoot for small things. We always thought big. So
all right.
We thought big, so we kind of, I guess we live big, but I don't choose to live big. You know, we choose to live for our kids and live comfortable. But
okay.
You know, who knows the stuff may end tomorrow.
Right. You never know. But the point is, was it difficult to start your business? See, I'm getting to a point. Was it difficult? Was it hard work?
Yeah, very much hard. It's hard work just maintaining it.
Do those people who you think their life is easy, do you think that they had the tenacity to put in the work that it took to build your business?
No, that's the thing. And people, it's almost like you're settling for things. And I don't have a problem with people settle for things. That's what you choose to do. But I choose not to settle. So if I choose to make things bigger, you know, I used to get this block from my friends because we moved a lot. Now, I moved more out of the military than I was in. I moved 3 times in the military. Out of the military, I moved 10 times in 10 years, 12, 11 years. From Boston, Massachusetts, all the way to San Francisco and L.A.
Right.
So, and that was because of work, because we chose to, and every time I move, I increase my salary.
Right.
Because of the kind of work I was doing. But that's what we chose to do because we were looking at it, you know, as taking of our family and looking at it as our careers.
Okay. So then those people probably wouldn't do it. So my point, everybody, pay attention. If you look at someone's life, if you look at an athlete's life, and you think their life is so easy, ask yourself, Would you have ran all those fucking suicides at practice? Would you have stayed out there all day long, jumping, shooting those jump shots, working on that motherfucking free throw? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? If you're sitting your fat ass on the couch eating your fucking chips and shit, looking at motherfucker Ray Lewis and thinking that guy, he's great, motherfucker, did you try hard? Did you play football? That's the question before you start asking yourself and even judging anyone else's life. That's my point.
Hey, but then you know what? They don't even see. They just see the stuff they see on TV. They don't see the stuff out, outside of it where they got to work and maintain that. Or if they don't, the next man is going to take their place. So they got to work continually and keep their bodies in physically shape, work on their craft every day, even on the off season. So, yeah, they don't see that.
All right. So do you think that being someone else besides you would be easier at times? And if so, who is this person that you think about? If that's true, do you even think that being someone else will be easier? Do you think that ever?
Hell no, because just like that person got problems, I got problems. Why would I want to be somebody else? Mm-hmm. I'm happy being me, no matter what faults I have, no issues I have. I have to be me and live my life. Why would I want to be somebody else? Because they should maybe be way fucked up more than I am. All my stuff was.
Right. Now, would you rather hang around, this is a good question, would you rather hang around someone whose life seems way easier than yours, or someone who has similar or even more difficulties in their life as you? You're in the presence of friends or whatever. What do you prefer to be around, honestly?
I'm glad you brought that up because I thought that was a great thing. Me and my wife was talking about that, how we, we got friends for that we have for 10, 15, 20 years, and because of the way we live our life now, it's kind of feel that we kind of dumb ourselves down or tone it down because we don't want to make them feel any worse or nothing like that, or maybe we can afford things that they can't afford. We was like, damn, do we need to be hang around people that's on our level, or do we? And I was like, and I was telling her, I was like, no, we just gonna be ourselves, no matter what level they on. You know, why would you change that because of the type of lifestyle that you live? I mean, if they can't.
But do you find it difficult to be around the ones who are not financially on your level?
Sometimes, yeah. Because it's kind of, you don't want to make yourself seem better because you're able to do something. And I kind of catch myself because they look at it like, wow, I can't, certain things that we like, why don't you, I've been catching myself like, damn, why don't you just go ahead and buy the goddamn thing? And I'm looking like, oh, fuck. I mean, maybe they can't afford it or it's too much money. And I look at certain things like, well, okay, that's not nothing. That's not enough money. And that's not a lot of money to me, but it may be a lot of money to them. So I do kind of catch myself. And I've been in that situation where I couldn't, well, I'm like, well, I can't afford that. I'm not saying I can afford a lot of things, but I'm able to take care of a little bit more things than I was before.
Okay, all right. That's the reason why I asked the question, because as you excel in life, that may be something that you may have to visit. You know what I'm saying? Some people change friends not because they're not down or whatever with the people back then, but life has gotten a tad bit easier for them, and the other people's life has not. Their life has probably gotten even more fucked up. And so some people may say, oh, you a fake motherfucker. It's like a rapper that blows up. Let me go ahead and equate it for everybody who knows that, because everybody knows I'm a rapper and all this shit.
Yeah,
I know rappers who've gotten deals and had to cut motherfuckers off. And they had to cut motherfuckers off because that motherfucker was, not doing what they doing. I know rappers who have gotten on and almost lost their careers because they decided not to cut certain people off because that person was still, doing things and living the way that they used to live, and it almost got them jammed up. So it's a lot of reasons why you may look at that and with your friends or anybody else on the phone and say, my life is easier now. Should I choose to live and it's easier, but not just gravy, but should I choose to have and associate myself with these people whose life issues are kind of similar to mine, which now, if money is not an issue, should I hang around people who may have some other kind of issues, but money is not an issue? You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
I was about to say that when you brought it, you hit it right on the nose. It's just like a rapper or anybody else. You kind of, it's like living in the hood. You're living in the hood in the projects, and now you came up with this money, and you're in the limelight. Can you go back to the hood and still live in that same place? No. Hell no, you can't, because it's more attention on you where you don't need. Then the next man is going to be feeling a certain way, like, what makes this person better than me? And it causes more problems for you.
Yep. One last question. I got to move up because I lost about 5 minutes. Besides winning the lottery, besides winning the lottery or something, what do you think right now would make your life easier? Right now. What would make your life, what would make Doug's life easy right now? I can think, I got so many answers to that shit.
Hey, life is never easy, man. Why would you want to make it easy? You're not gonna, if you make life easy, then how are you going to better yourself?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I would like for my life. I don't know about, I'm going to get to serious other people. I mean, I don't think anybody in the, I mean, you don't want your life to be easy, at least easier. It's never going to be just so crazy because we're humans, but I mean, I want my life to be easier. My life is fucking crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
I want it to be easy. I want it to have to be, you know, I wish I could just, you know, my business is going great, and I wish I don't have to be up on it and checking up on things. But if you don't, it'll start going downhill. I wish that, I don't know, my family life, which is my wife and my extended family, that we have a better connection than we did when we were younger, you know. I don't know.
Say that would make your life easier, having a better connection with your family? Because, see, I asked the question to say this, everybody. Pay attention, and I'm going to – Doug is the first person. He's the guinea pig for these questions. But you can see I'm setting people up with these particular questions. If that's something that will make your life easier, that's something that's obtainable and you can do it. You can fix relationships with people if you sometimes some motherfuckers are assholes and you just can't do nothing with them. But if you wanted to do these things, the things that you're telling me, if you wanted to spend more time away from work, whatever, you could hire someone or whatever if you could. If you wanted to be around family more, whatever, you could make attempts to do it. So after I ask you these questions, everybody, and you tell me what can make your life easier, I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do about it? Why are you going to make that happen, if that's what you want?
That's a good question to ask, but it's very hard to do.
Easy to answer, but very – it's easy to answer. People say, I just want to – you know what I'm saying? Well, why don't you do it? Sounds like it's easy, huh? See, that's the point of the show, man. That's the point of life. It's never actually, Doug, it's really – you're really right. It's never – it's life is not easy. So just to say, well, I want to have a better relationship with my family, well, I say do it. Well, that sounds easy, don't it? But maybe it's not that easy. And that's what – that's the whole point of this particular show, man. All right, thanks for calling in. Let me jump to the rest of these calls. I got to pick up the pace a little bit.
Do your thing, dog.
All right, homie.
Hey, beat the house. That shit sound hot, man. I listened to it.
Oh, did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw it.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks. Hey, post it on your page.
All right.
Shay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. You did. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1H Internet Radio, man. Thanks for calling into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. I'm your host, Blizzum. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. Welcome everybody listening to the podcast after the fact. Welcome everybody listening live on the internet. All right. Once again, appreciate everybody who dealt with the first 5 minutes of the show, the technical difficulties, but we got them all sorted out and we good. I'm at the mercy of technology. What can I say? Fuck Comcast. Shay.
Yeah.
Is it easy being you, Shay?
No, I don't think it's easy being me.
You don't think it's easy being you? Now,
no.
I want to ask you this first question, and I know for a fact how you feel about this first question, because you're one of my people that's on the K100F Facebook group page, and I've seen you post numerous times certain things that make me kind of know how you're going to answer this next question.
Okay.
Do you think others view your life as easy or hard?
I think some people would view my life as easy because they have no clue about what's going on in some respects of my life.
Uh-huh.
Not because I try to hide anything. It's just because it's just not their business. But,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I've got family members that think, oh, well, you should be doing this, doing that, and, you know, all this, that, and the other, and you down there in Florida, I know you living it up. Well, what's that supposed to mean? I'm a regular person just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have kids, that, you know, this is supposed to, life is just so great for me and everything, you know, just because people don't have kids don't mean that they have it easy. It means that, you know, they don't have other issues that go on in their life, you know, things that they got to deal with. Having children is just one aspect of life that, you know, some people have to deal with. There's a whole rest of the life that you got to deal with.
Exactly. That's why I asked that question, because I know for a fact when people don't have kids, a lot of people always tend to say, oh, shit, you got it gravy. You got it easy.
Oh, yeah.
You got it made. I do that myself. I be telling my little brothers all the time, Nigga, you 20-something years old, nigga. You out here, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no motherfucking kids, nigga. You got it good, nigga. Get it. Go blah, 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 blah. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Not knowing, not when that's actually, I mean, and that, fuck that shit. It's true. When you got kids, life is harder if you're a responsible parent. Now, if you're just a motherfucker who don't take care of them, whatever, you know, it doesn't make any difference. But if you are active in your kids' lives, that's less time you have, more, definitely more money you're going to need and kick out. If you like me on child support, that's more money you kicking out outside of your own household. You feel me? So it's a financial strain. But you know what I'm saying? They have their rewards. But there's a lot of things about it that make life more difficult when you have kids. It's just that simple. Now that I will contend. But I know for a fact that I am guilty of looking at people without kids. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, other people, I've heard you say different times on the K100 page that people think, because I ain't got no kids, I ain't got shit to do or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because, mm-hmm. you know, they feel like your life is so much easier, but you've got your own set of issues. So then, therefore, it's not easy being Blizzard. It's not easy being Shay. You know what I'm saying? Even though Shay don't have kids, it's still not easy. Life is not easy being Shay.
And it doesn't mean that I'm supposed to have that much more money either. I mean, I can tell you how many times I'm like, well, let me hold this, let me hold that. And if I say no, then I get like the sideways eyes, like suddenly I'm supposed to be made out of money because I don't have children to spend money on. You know, I have other responsibilities. I'm supposed to be saving for my future because, you know, that if I keep living, I'm going to have to be taken care of. You know, one day when I have kids, they're going to have to be taken care of. I have to have things set up in line so that I can take care of the kids that I'm going to have one day.
Right. So, do you think that being someone else besides you would be easier at times? And if so, who is this person if you ever thought that? Who is this person? Have you ever looked and thought, man, my life would be easier if I would be that person, or no?
You know what? I don't think like that, because just like I know sometimes people have false perceptions of me, I know if I look at somebody else and think, damn, she got a fat ride, I would love that car or whatever, I don't know what she had to do to get that car. You know, I mean, maybe she don't have her mama in her life anymore. You know what I mean? Maybe she don't have no family. You know, maybe she had to work 3 jobs and, you know, was living on the street and got to eat ramen noodles every night. You know, I don't know. So I don't ever look at somebody else and say, you know, I wish I had their life. I mean, you know, I might look at something and kind of like motivate me. Like if I see something somebody's doing, I'm like, well, damn, you know what? I need to get, you know, situated. I need to do that, you know, and then I can like up a little bit more. But I don't ever look at it and want to be somebody else because I don't know. I don't want to trade one set of problems for another one.
See, the point is, and I ask these questions and I'm having this show, is because I constantly, of course, y'all know I'm a Facebook junkie. I'll just openly admit. But I constantly watch, I'm a people watcher outside of Facebook. I'm a people watcher, period. So even outside of Facebook or whatever. I constantly notice that there is and jealousy is a nasty emotion, a nasty trait. And jealousy, for the most part, everybody knows a jealous motherfucker. Everybody knows a hater. You feel what I'm saying? You know a couple mm-hmm. of them per square mile. Okay? That's how it is. So these people are out here. And to me, these are just people who want to be other people. Or why would you envy them? You feel what I'm saying? You want to have things they have, which means you want to be them. Because if you want to have that, then you got to be that person to get that. Because that person did that to get that. I don't know if that concept pans out and they fucking hating ass, jealous ass brains, but that's a fact. So if you a hater or you a jealous motherfucker and we know these motherfuckers exist, then you will have to contend that you want to be that motherfucker, but you really don't know if you really want to be that motherfucker. That's what I'm trying to get to when I ask that particular question and the whole point of the show. It's not easy being me, you, or anybody else. Number 3 question, Shay. If it's not easy being you, like you said, then why the hell not? What are these issues that you face? You don't have any kids. People say, what are your issues? What's one or two major issues that you just may say that it's not being easy to me because blah?
I still have to maintain a roof over my head. I still have to maintain, I still have to maintain transportation to get me back and forth to work. You know, just like most Americans, you know, I have bills that I have to pay. You know, and just like anybody else, you know, I have issues. Sometimes I have, like, some health issues I have to deal with, and I'm pretty sure most people would not want those. I mean, you know, there's just, like, all kinds of stuff. Like, you know, I got job situations going on right now that I guarantee nobody would want to be in this situation. You know, I got a car issue going on right now that I guarantee nobody wants to be in this situation.
And there you have it. People have no life.
Can I go on?
It's not being there's somebody right now somewhere, Shay, that's looking or thinking, who's not listening to the show, who's looked at you in the past, whatever, and said, man, shit, I wish I ain't had no kids in my own place in the car and blah, blah, blah. I wish all I had to do was go to work and come home. I wish, motherfucker, no, you don't. You really don't know. You really don't know. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to address. That's what I'm attacking with episode 136, It Ain't Easy Being Me. All right? Next two questions, I'm going to the next caller.
Okay.
Would you rather hang around? This is one of the more deeper questions. Would you rather hang around someone? Would you rather hang around someone who has similar difficulties in their life? 205, you up next. Would you rather hang around someone who seems who has similar difficulties like you? You feel me? Or would you rather hang around people whose life seems to be, keyword on seems to be easier than yours? They seem to be living life a little bit easier. Which one would you rather be amongst?
You know what? I'm honestly have to say I like to be around both. I mean, I like to be around people who are going through some similar situations.
Gotta pick one. For purposes,
I gotta pick one.
Yeah. You be around both of these people. Which one do you prefer to be around? Which one do you, you gotta pick one.
Well, I can relate to the people that have, other issues going on because it, reminds me that I'm human. Don't make me feel any better about mine, but it just, the fact that we can relate to, something, it gives me a little bit more comfort. However, I mean, just because somebody seems like something has got it going a little bit better, I mean, if they really do, then I like to be around that person because it inspires me to do better for myself. I don't like to be complacent. I mean, so I never forget where I come from. I never forget that, just because if I do better, I could always be in the situation I was in the past. So that's why I say I like to be around both. I mean, I don't want to be around people that I don't have anything I can relate to all the time. I mean, but every now and then, yeah, I like to hang around people who, who appear to be doing a little bit better than me just so I can, keep my focus and say, okay, well, this isn't it. It can get better. You can do more. You've got to work for it.
All right. Next one. What will make your life easier right now?
Other than money?
I said, my bad. Let me read the whole damn question. Besides winning the lottery or something, which everybody knows that's the easy, obvious answer. So I had to cut that one out just off the top. That's the one everybody would say if I didn't. What will make your life easier?
I can do it. I got this. Okay. What would make my life easier? I'm gonna have to say having a better relationship with God. And having a better focus on just being more driven. I think that somewhere along the lines I lost track. And I think if I was just a little bit more driven, had a little bit more focus on my main goals, then I think that would make my life a little bit easier.
Okay.
I've gotten a little bit complacent. And I think then my issue with my job wouldn't be such a big issue.
Okay. Coming close to God make your life easier?
Because I think I mean, I have faith now, but I think that maybe I wouldn't stress as much as I do now. I mean, when you got faith, when you have a better relationship with God, even if things aren't.
I want to tell you that I don't know if that's necessarily true because my mom is a person of faith and my stepfather is a person of faith, and when they were going through some stressful stuff last year. They were stressed, and they are two of the most godliest people I know. If I gotta use as an example of two people who say they're Christians and actually live like Christians, I'm gonna pick my mom and my mom and my stepfather because I know them personally and I know what they do, and they still have stress.
Now I didn't say I wouldn't be stressed. I said you asked me what would make my life better. Personally, that's what would make my life better. I feel like I'm not saying that I would have more money or whatever. I think that I would just have more peace about my situation and be more understanding about how I got into the situation and how I can prevent getting into further situations and things like that. That's why I said it. I think if I had a better relationship with God.
Okay. All right. Well, stay on the line. We'll get to the next call. I got a lot of people raising their hand. We're going to get to them, all right?
Okay, I'll be listening.
Oh, where the fuck did 205 go? I was just about to get to their damn line. All right. Moving right along. Call back 205. I just said 205, you up next. And then you hung up. What the hell, man? What the hell? Michigan girl. Dean Keith. What it do?
What's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Welcome, everybody, to K100 Internet Radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the website. All right. Thanks everybody for calling in. We got a lot of people on the line. So I was trying to get to a couple of the area codes that don't call often, but 205 was on the line, but they hung up. So I'll get to you. Then I'll get to this other 952. I think it is. I think that's Minnesota. I think. Anyway, Michigan girl though. You feel me? She's on the line. Is your life easy?
No.
No, it's not that easy. I'm waiting for the person to call the show to say their life is easy, but I'm highly doubting that I'm going to get that person tonight. Because I know the demographic of people who's calling this show. And last time I checked, they were all average, just average Americans, average working class people. And if your life is easy, really, really easy, then I'm, hey, more power to you. If you got to work a 9-to-5 and your life is easy, show me how to do that. Now, I ain't saying you ain't content. The question is not, is your life, are you content with your life? I said, is your life easy? So if you're that person, please hit the number one. Do you think others view your life as easy or hard?
You know what? It's funny because me and one of my friends were just talking about this yesterday, and she was saying, you know, people look at you and think, you know, you got it easy, or your life is easy, or it's this. And I'm like, well, where the hell would they get that perception from? But I would have to say that some people tend to look at me and think that my life is easy.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, and that's a question that you can ask. I'm asking the question, but I know realistically you can't answer it with 100% certainty. You're just going by what kind of sort of hearsay or what you've been told on question number one, but I still asked it nonetheless. All right, so you people think that your life is easy, but you say your life is not easy. Do you think that being someone else besides you would be easier at times?
No, I don't think that being anyone else. I think that there are some aspects of my life that might be made easier if I was someone else, but overall, do I think that being someone else would be easier? No.
Right. And once again, I'm asking this question just to prove a point. You can't say, oh, well, if I had Beyonce's body, my life would be easier. Well, you can't have Beyonce's body unless you did what the hell Beyonce did to have that body. You probably could have a body close to Beyonce's if you put down the motherfucking Doritos, bitch. Damn. So, Beyonce, I've seen Beyonce do an interview about the diet that she has on Oprah, and I was like, motherfucker, I don't know too many women. That's why a lot of motherfuckers ain't walking around here looking like goddamn Beyonce, because these motherfuckers ain't touring the world, dancing, you know, doing all these routines on this strict, stringent diet and all that. That's why you don't look like Beyonce. So if you saying that you can have a body like Beyonce and that'll make your life easier because you'll be beautiful, not only will you not do what you probably won't do half the shit Beyonce do to keep that motherfucking body looking like that. You feel me? So you really, 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 if you want your life to be easier, then do it. Because if you are cute or whatever, like Beyonce is cute, you know what I'm saying? As far as getting your body right, that's obtainable. You can do that. You can get your fucking ass in the gym. You can eat right, and you can fucking do it. But if you ain't willing to do that, get off your fucking la la land. Get out of la la land, thinking that, wishing that you was fucking Beyonce, that you had Beyonce's body.
Yeah, but and I don't know why they think that having Beyonce's body is gonna make their life easier, because it's gonna come with other
problems.
Probably
not.
But I'm just saying, you might get the men that, I'm just saying, from a woman's point of view, if you say a woman is saying, oh, if I have Beyonce's body, then my life going to be so easy. But they might not be thinking about all them other problems that's going to come with it, like with dudes just constantly hitting on them and only wanting them for their body, not even looking past that to see what type of person she is, what's in her mind. So just saying having Beyonce's body going to make your life easier is not necessarily true, because you're going to get a whole other set of problems. So
exactly. Exactly. Everything, every day, all day, most of the time. For everything that you wished you had, another person had. For everything that you wished made another motherfucker's life easier, I guarantee you come with about 5-6 problems that you that's obvious. Like you just named some obvious reasons of being beautiful. You just named 3. But I bet it's some shit that you don't even fucking did, that you can't even imagine, because you never lived it. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? And so, you know, You feel me? If you never looked like Beyonce your whole, you know, if you never been that glamorous or whatever, then you don't really know. But it's obvious shit that you can name. And you just named a couple of obvious ones, but yet still we have these people out here. And that's why I'm having this show for all of you daydreamers out here. You feel me? For all these people who really sit around and think like this. That's the purpose of me having this show. All right. Next question, Michigan girl. If it's not being easy, you, I mean, it'll go, damn it, man. If it's not easy being you, if it's not easy being you, why the hell not? Why is it not easy being you? What's so hard about being Michigan?
Well, I'm a single parent of two kids. One happens to be a teenager. The other one is on her way to being a teenager.
You can stop right there, but go ahead.
Oh, I know, right? That's enough. But I mean, I have some medical issues that are, you know, up, down, round. Don't have the best relationship with my mom. Got some other, you know, issues from way back when. Oh, should I keep going? Because I got my job.
You can stop. The reason why I'm doing this and I'm asking the questions like this is because you said that there are people who say they think that you got it gravy. Do these people know this? Do these people know these facts? These people that you know?
These are people that I know that I may be associated with, but they don't know. They see, you know, the perception or they perceive, you know, based off of just what they see. Like, of course, when my kids are out in public, they're well-behaved because I have good kids, but like I said, I have a teenager. So there comes issues. There are certain things that come up that you have to deal with kids, regardless, you know, school issues, whatever. So neither of my children are bad, but I still have issues where I have to deal with them, you know, school, grade, making sure whatever is done. I don't get the help that I need from their fathers. I mean, I do get some, but people on the outside don't see that because all they see is my kids stay in, you know, Nikes, whatever. They stay dressed nice. They well-behaved. They polite, you know. They hear about the good grades on the report card, but you don't know what I have to do to make sure they get them good grades on the report card. You don't know what I have to do to make sure they stay dressed nice. You don't know what I did to make sure they grew up well-behaved and, you know, they know how to act in public. So,
I guess so. Yeah, it's really that simple. Let's see. Would you rather hang around people whose life seems easier than yours, or whose life seems to be just as difficult as yours?
Since seems to be the key word, I would say that I would want to hang around people whose life seems to be better than mine, because just because that's what it seems doesn't mean it is. And like we already said, everybody has problems, so they're going to have their own issues. But like Shay said, if I'm around someone else and maybe their life is better, maybe that will motivate me to make some changes or be a better me or do other things. Because I'm sure at some point we're going to have some kind of, if I'm hanging around them, we're going to have something that we can relate on or something that we can come together on and, you know, deal with. But being around people that seem to be, you know, worse than me, I don't know about that one. That I'm just saying, that's just my thing. Even though it could be the opposite, but it seems like it's worse, I might have to shy away from that one.
Okay. Tell me three people that you personally know whose life you think is easier or harder than yours, that you personally know.
That I personally know?
Yeah, that you personally know. Give me three people that you personally know whose life that you think is easier than yours, that you know personally.
I don't know anybody personally that I think their life is easier than mine.
What about three people that you think personally their life is harder than yours?
Harder than mine? Okay.
You do understand this is a trick question, but please answer the question.
I know, right? And I don't really think there's an answer to that one, too, because I know people who have aspects of their life.
No.
I cannot say that I know three people because I don't know their whole life story, so I can't say that I know for a fact these three people's life are harder than mine.
You know right now, if you got a homegirl who goddamn got a husband that beat the shit out of her every motherfucking day, they motherfucking about to get put out their motherfucking house,
like,
they got four badass kids, their life is harder than yours, and you damn well know it. I'm just saying. Listen, I'm not saying that's a scenario, but come on.
I got homeboys that got six kids,
six baby motherfucking mamas, and live at home with their mama. That nigga life harder than mine. I got no problem saying it on the air.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I'm just saying. So that's what?
Everybody I know is, and see, I would be the one that they would probably, that all my friends or most of my friends would say have the harder life because most of my friends are married. Yes, they have kids, but they married. They have their husbands. I don't know nobody that husband is beating their ass on a regular, so they got two incomes coming in the house. They got help with their kids.
So
I would be the one with the harder life.
So you can't answer it. It's okay. If you can't answer it, you can't answer it. I just wanted to see. I feel like it's an easy question, but that's okay. Okay. I feel like it's an easy question, but okay. Last question. I'm going to the next caller. Key's up next. Outside of winning the lottery, what would make your life easier right now?
What would make my life easier right now? Having some more help with my kids, and if I didn't have to deal with my crazy ass manager, and if I didn't have these back and forth medical issues, those things right there would make my life much easier right now.
Okay. All right. Good answer. All valid answers. All right. Stay on the line. All right.
All right.
Key's up next. Then I see T. Lewis. I don't know the other caller hung up too. All the other numbers, they're not holding, they're hanging around. But my people are, and that's all I really need. Fuck the rest of them. Key, what's happening?
What's happening?
Thanks for calling the show, man. Thanks for calling the show. Episode 136. It's not easy being me. Is it easy being Key? That rhymes.
No, but I make it. So crazy.
Go ahead.
It's not, but I make it look easy, though.
You make it look easy, but it's not easy, though.
No, it's not easy.
Okay, why not?
I mean, shoot, I got kids, mortgage, bills all over the place. Well, I don't have a whole bunch of bills, I don't even say that. But, you know what I'm saying? I still got to get up and go to work every day. And it's just, you know, just maintaining just my whole lifestyle, making sure my kids are straight. You know, that in itself is a lot.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm single, but I can't really say I'm a single parent because, I mean, their dad does help out a whole lot with them. So, you know.
All right. So, basically what you're saying is it's difficult. You named enough things. I don't have to get into it. You named enough things that you're a single parent and, you know, you got mortgages, you got expenses or whatever. So it's not easy being you because, you know, it is not. So we'll go ahead and go to the next question. All right. Hold on. I got to get back to my page. I need to write my questions down. Okay, here we go. All right, so do you think others view your life as easy or hard? I think you already kind of sort of answered.
Man, they think I got it so gravy. Oh, my God. It's
really
hard.
Are these
yes.
friends, family members? Who are these people who think this?
Both,
do they know you? Do they know you?
Yes, people who know me. Like, my mom, my sister used to live with me when I had got hurt on my job. I was sick all the time. And they still thought I had a gravy just because, you know, I still maintained. They thought, you know, that it was just easy, like I just had it made.
Uh-huh. So, did you ever think that, why is it that these people that know you, if they do, I mean, how can they possibly know you, and you just told me everything that you told me, and they think you got it easy? Do you think that's do you think that's just them being ignorant, or do you think they just not really seeing everything, or what?
I think it's because they've been around me a long time. They've seen me go through a lot of things, and ultimately, I always come out on top. But that's just the way I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like it's. Since I've been younger, I'm just a survivor type person. That doesn't mean it's easy. That just means I make it happen. You just got to get out there and do it sometimes.
Okay. But I'm still at a loss of how could somebody...
I still don't understand it either.
Yeah, how could somebody who lives with you who knows that you do have these struggles, because if they live with you, there's no way you... If somebody live with you, that's totally different. So how can somebody mm-hmm. live with you, know that you have these struggles, and still think you got it easy?
I guess because I don't ever show it. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever
show it.
What
you mean you don't... What do you mean you don't show it?
I don't ever show it. It's just, you know, I just make it do what it do. I try not to stress about too much. I just, you know what I'm saying? I just try to just keep going. Because, you know, you can't just keep dwell on stuff forever. I just make it do what it do. So they deem that as it's easy.
Okay. Let me ask you the next question then. All right. Because I still, I don't know, unless they blind or they just not wanting to see it, I don't understand how that goes down. Do you think, have you ever thought being someone else would make you, would be easier at times? Have you ever thought being somebody else would make your life easier?
Yeah, now, like, when you say at times, I'm a hang on that part. Yeah, at times, yeah, when I want to go to the store and I can pull out Oprah's black card, yeah, at times that would be easier. At times I want to pay
but
my
see,
mortgage
but
off.
But see, I asked that question.
You said at times. You said at times. And at those
hold on,
times,
hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. At times. So at times, let me ask you this. Because you know Oprah was molested as a child and she had a real fucked
me
up
too.
Childhood. Okay, so she had a real fucked up childhood. And plus she's fucking gay. She don't, you know what I'm saying? She got a lot of issues, personal issues. She ain't got no kids.
Well, I ain't talking about those times.
Hold on. No. See, when I say at times, when you say at this time, it's times that you say you want to use Oprah's black card. Once
I can't
you say,
pick and choose which time.
You can use, at that time that you want to use her black card, you can use it. But goddamn it, you got to remember and you got to be able to live through everything else. That you got to have it everything else.
That ain't fair. You didn't want the question right then.
Yeah, I did. Because that's what I'm trying to get everybody to understand, that whenever you sit around and you wish that you were somebody else, I'd be so, it'd be easy if I had this person's money, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you wish that you had that person's body, money, or whatever the fuck it is, you got to understand and accept the fact that you would have had to done everything that they, every move they made in life, lived through everything that they ever lived through in order to get to be in that position.
You said at times. I want to pick the time.
Listen, no. You said at times you want to be, you would like to be Oprah. Okay, at the moment
I said at times I want to use her black card. I ain't never said I want to be
Which
her.
Means you want to be
I
Oprah because you ain't going
to
use her
black
card.
Use her
because
card.
You're not Oprah,
I
you're not
using
her
card.
Card. No. No. You know what I'm saying?
If I was Gail, I
could. If you want to use her black card, you got to be that bitch. Literally.
If I was Gail, I could use it. Next question. Whatever.
Anyway, that's what Gail is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. This is what I think. I don't give a shit what nobody say. You motherfuckers fucking. Anyway, next question. If it's so, you said it's not. Well, you already answered that one. If it's not being you, you already told us why it's not easy being you. Would you rather hang around someone who life seems? Please, everybody, pay attention to the word seems. Would you rather hang around somebody whose life seems easier than yours, or people whose life seems to be as difficult as yours?
I've been around both, and,
which
you know, neither.
Come on, man.
I mean, okay.
Let me make it easy for you then. Let me make it easy for you. Your best friends, the people that you consider friends, are their lives easier or as difficult as yours? That's a simple question.
See, it's really not simple because some aspects is easy and some aspects is not. Like, my best friend, she got, like, four kids. You know what I'm saying? They all small, but she's married. So, you know, then they got, you know, that's benefit to that. So, it's like I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Then I've been around people that had plenty of money, but they had so many other issues. So, I mean...
So the question
if I had to choose, I would say somebody's life that's just as difficult, I guess.
Why? Why do you pick that? Yeah, of course you know I was going to ask you why. I just want to see
what you're doing. Why you ask me why already?
Because I asked everybody else why. I asked everybody else why to answer the question. They just didn't take as long to answer.
Oh.
Why? Why would you want to ask me?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really hang around that much since I can't.
So then you really don't want to hang around people who's... Okay, I'll go to the next question. You know.
Thank you.
I passed you up on that one. Tell me, can you tell me three people... Look, man, unless everybody that you know calls this damn show, don't be worried about answering this question.
I'll worry about it no way.
Okay, so can you tell me three people that you personally know whose life is easier, whose life seems to be easier or harder than yours?
Okay, I know a few people whose life seems to be harder than mine, and I say that because, you know, to them, $100, if they short $100 on something, that's a big deal to them.
Uh-huh.
And me, you know, I'm like, shit, I wish I had a $100 type problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My stuff, $100 is really nothing to me. But, you know, so I would say their life seems to be a little harder because they would stress out about $100.
Uh-huh.
So I would say their life seemed to be harder.
So what about these people whose life seemed to be easier than yours?
I know some people who, like, seem to be easier, but then I really know them, so it's really not, you know what I'm saying? Like, but again, like, my best friend, you know, from the outside looking in, you know, she's married, she has a nice house, 3 cars, all that type of stuff, but I really know her. So it seems to be easier, but it's really not.
Why not?
Because they, along with those cars come car notes, along with those kids, you got clothes and... being married has its own set of issues, you know. It's just not as easy as it seems.
Right.
I've known people living in $500,000 houses, and it seems like they're doing really well, but ultimately, they're not.
If outside of winning the lottery, how could your life be made easier?
My life will be made easier if I can expedite the process of me leaving the post office. I think that in itself will make a big difference in my life.
It will make a big difference, but if you can't replace the income, how do you think your life will be easier?
I said expedite the process because there is a process. So the income with the process should come all together.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
That's something I'm working on. I just wish I could expedite the process. That's the thing.
Okay. All right, so let's just say your life would be easier if you had a different job.
A different job, yeah.
Okay, I think a lot of us will take that answer. Stand by, stay on the line, all right?
All right.
Let's see who we got here. Back to the switchboard. T. Lewis. T. Lewis, what's happening? 850-624, you on deck. I got a couple private callers on the line. T. Lewis, what's happening?
What up?
What's up, homie? Thanks for calling the show. All right. www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You're rocking with the best of them. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in with me. You feel me? For K-100 Internet Radio, you dig. Episode 136. Yeah. It ain't easy being me. It's not easy being Blizzard. It's really not easy being Blizzard, but it's also not easy probably being everybody else on this fucking line. So far, everybody that's called into the show has said that it is not easy being them. Now, it's funny how they all said it's not easy being them, but so far we have 3 out of 4 of them say people look at their life and say they think it's easy being them. This happens all the time. T. Lewis, is it easy being you?
Yeah.
Is it easy being you?
Man, you almost tripped me up with that topic when I looked it up online, and I was like, well, I don't really. Then I thought about it, and I was like, well, no, not really, because, I mean,
You're another person like Shay, who a person who's single with no kids, who has a job, and you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You're making money, so I'm pretty sure that if I ask you the first question, so your official answer is it easy being T. Lewis? Yes or no? Okay. So then my next question.
I had to say no.
Okay. Now, so here's my next question. Do you think others view your life as easy or hard? Do other people
think
you and
think? I say it's about 80% of people I know think my life is way easier than theirs. because I don't because I don't have any kids, basically. And they just look at that and just say, oh, well, you got it good.
K100 disclaimer. K100 disclaimer. I'm going to go ahead and break it down. For all you people that's listening, Shay, T. Lewis, listening to my podcast, and if you're on the phone line, because I got quite a few people on the phone line, people who ain't even hitting number one, they just want to listen, and that's all good. I welcome you to the show. Look, not having these people who don't have kids have issues, okay? Now, so far, this is the second person who said that people think because they don't have kids that their life is gravy. I'm a culprit of this shit. I always tell my little brothers. I got a brother that's 20, going to be 24. I got another one that's going to be 23 and 25. Yeah, they coming up. And these dudes, like, you know, they got stuff going. I'm like, yo, man, why you ain't doing this, nigga? You ain't even got no kids, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck are you? I said, you should. I would tell them because I got two kids. You feel it? I'm like, nigga, you when you have some kids, nigga, you ain't gonna be able to do this. And so I'm a culprit of this. I do this. I know what these other people who are looking at you guys' lives are thinking and saying because I do it myself. And I know a lot of people on the damn phone lines do the same shit. But
yeah,
she said it's not. She said her life ain't crazy. You said your life ain't easy. And I don't know. If it's not easy being T. Lewis, then why not? Why is it not easy being T. Lewis?
Yeah, man, this is where the trick question came in, because I had to think about it. I was going to say, yeah, I think my life pretty easy, but then I had to think about it, and I was like, okay. Basically, I had to help take care of my mom's medical bills, and those are not cheap. And she has Medicaid, which we all know where that's going. That's a bunch of garbage, and I can't put on my insurance. Basically, as far, and it's funny that you had these topics because, man, at least 20 of your show topics, I actually talked about somebody with earlier before you even came out with the topic.
Right.
And I work in my career field. I work in a career field where if you're black, I mean the black employees in my career field is less than 1%. It's basically taken up by white folks and Indians.
Uh-huh.
So you got to deal with that. I get up early. I try to keep myself in shape, and I think I do a good job. I mean, I break myself off just about every day, so I won't end up broken down when I'm older. So that's work. So I actually have to keep.
But T. Lewis, are you really gonna sit here and try to tell all these people that going to the gym is the reason why your life ain't easy? Really?
No, I'm not saying that. But I mean. Some people look at that as labor. You don't even have to go to the gym. You just have to make time.
Right.
If you think about it, some people have kids. They don't take time to take care of their kids like they won't take care of their bodies.
Right. True. So all of these things, the career field, issues with mom, you know, these are some things that make you say, literally, your life isn't easy. And actually, I'm not here to refute anybody's answer because I'm not the one to make that judgment. You are, okay? So you say your life
is easy. I'm leaving out stuff. I mean, I have a sister that's autistic that needs help with things that other family members can't provide and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that's not your normal. And I guess what I say normal is by, like, having kids.
Mm-hmm.
Having mortgages and stuff like that. These are most of my issues that I have to deal with are more so health related. A lot of times, and where I actually have to be not just necessarily concerned about me. So I guess I have those responsibilities of people who have kids, but I just don't have any kids. That's a lot.
Okay. All right, which is actually worse when you got responsibilities like you got kids and you don't got kids. I mean, what the fuck? Where they do that?
Yeah, I mean, that thing, you know, you come up and brother call it, hey, we need to do this and this and that, it's $1,500. You got to go $1,500 in 2 days. Okay, yeah.
Right. Don't know if he'd be getting that. Next question. Would you rather, this is the one question that keeps hanging people up. Would you rather hang around people whose life seems, and I mean the key word, everybody, seems to be easier than yours, or seems to be as difficult, or if not more?
I would, if I had to pick one, I would like to be around people whose lives seem to be easier than mine, because even though it seems that way, whatever they make look easy, I want to see what they're doing to make it look seamless. And maybe however they're doing it, I could probably incorporate it into that to make whatever I got going on a little smoother, what I'm struggling with. You see what I'm saying?
Out of your friends that you got right now, out of the people that you hang around, are most of them people whose life seem easier or as difficult as yours?
That's a hard question. That's a hard one.
Because you answered it one way, but I know people who answer it that way. But then I say, well, tell me your three best people that you hang around all the time. Is their life easier than yours or not? And we say, well, no. But you just said that, you know.
I can give you three. We're not giving any names. Two of them are dudes. One's a female. There's one female. She's married. Her husband works. I'm trying to understand where he gets this from, but I guess he gets his sucker on. I don't know. She just came back from Europe. She ain't got to work. He takes care of everything.
Okay, so that's her life is easier than yours. Okay. You'd never have her life because you'd have to marry him, and we're not going to do that.
Exactly. No, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that.
Okay, so I'm asking the question because people oftentimes they say they answer questions one way, but then their life depicts it differently. So I was anticipating when I brought the question about, I asked that question then not unwittingly, I was coming right back with, okay, well, tell me your top three friends. It's people that you hang around. You know what I'm saying? And then people might be like, well, I mean, my homeboy, you know that, yeah, he got some issues, blah, blah, blah. But I'd rather, well, why is he your homeboy? Why is he your best friend? You feel what I'm saying? This is the part that I was trying to, this is the catch 22 of the question that I was setting people up for. I'll go on to the next question for you. Can you, besides winning a lottery or something like that, what would make T. Lewis's life easier?
What will make my life better if my mom was in better health? That's the number one thing. If I had a better, and I think Michigan Girl had mentioned this. I don't remember who mentioned this. I think Key might have mentioned this. If I had a better relationship with a few of my family members, especially my pops, because I ain't never really had a good relationship with my pops at all or anything, and some other family members and stuff like that. Like he was saying, sometimes you just have to just deal with stuff and maintain, even though you make stuff look easy, but what people make look easy, there's a lot of work that goes in making things look seamless or smooth, and so they don't see the back end of stuff. And if I didn't have to drive so far to work, which I'm currently working on that now, because
that's one of those things that people like, really, that's your issue? That's your issue, dude? I don't have a job! But anyway. I'm just saying.
Hey, they're about to get deuces real quick, though.
Yeah. You know people going to have these. It's going to be different. Some people are going to be like, really, that's your issue? Look.
Yeah,
look,
man.
Okay, so those are some valid points. Look, stay on the line. I'm going to go to the next call. I got a lot of them raising their hand. I got to get through everybody, all right?
Yeah.
All right, 850-639, then 347-529. You're after this caller, all right? 850-639, welcome to K100.
What's up, Blizzom? It's Boobicious.
Hey, what's happening, babe? What's going on?
In the middle of difficult schoolwork. What's up?
Well, then your life is more difficult than mine because I ain't got no work, the schoolwork to do. No.
Yeah.
You got one extra issue besides that I don't have, and I really frankly don't goddamn want, to be honest with you. All right. Episode 136. We're talking about it's not easy being me. It's not easy being Blizzom, but it's also not, or maybe so, easy being Boobicious. Boobicious, is it easy being you, baby?
Nah, it's not.
It's not.
But
okay.
I do it.
Okay, I'm gonna get to that particular question, but first and foremost, do you think other people view your life as being easy or difficult? You know what I'm saying? Other people. What do you think the general opinion is of your life? Do people look at you think and say, man, she got it easy, or damn, she got it hard? Which one?
Well, they do a little of both. People who don't know me think it's easy. People who know me, they know what's up.
Okay.
People who don't know me, they see it as a breeze. Like, oh, she's, yeah. But people who know me, they know what's up.
I find it funny that almost everybody says that.
That's the truth.
Let me break it down to everybody that's on the phone line. Welcome, everybody. I got a lot of people on the phone line tonight. Thanks to all you people that's calling in. I really appreciate it. Thanks to everybody who listened to the podcast and everybody who's listening to me out there on the internet. All right. Welcome to the show and thanks again. This is K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. I got my homegirl from the A50, the Bangin' Bay, Panama City, Boo Vicious on the line. Yeah. I find it funny that you and basically everybody else and myself said that, yeah, on the outside, some people may think it's gravy, blah, 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 but it's not. Are we fronting? Are we putting on? Are we stunting? What are we doing?
We're not praying. We just don't complain.
Why do people think that? Why do people think that?
Because we don't complain about it. We just do something about it. I mean, I could get up here every day like, oh, my God, this is this. But, I mean, really, what is that? The solution to my problem? It's not helping anything.
That's a good answer. I like it.
Some people might think
oh, you know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, if you really ain't got like that, then you putting on like you, because you know, you when you see, you know, now you know us, you know niggas, you know us, you know we'll do it in a minute. You feel me? You be like, oh shit, girl, you know what I'm saying? She thinks she got it all the shit. Her man fucking this other bitch over here, this bitch be beating her ass.
Yeah.
That hoe putting on that shit really got it. That hoe ain't shit. But you know, that, of course, that sounds like I'm over hating ass, jealous ass shit. But I'm saying people do it all the time. So I'm just wondering if people like us who really have issues. And people don't know it on the outside, you know. I wonder if they look at us and be like, if they were to find out everything, do you think they would look at you and say, oh, you putting on or what?
If they were to face like this, the people who know you and the people who, you know what I'm saying, care about you, they don't need an explanation. And those who do, they won't believe you if you told them. So why am I going to waste my breath about it?
Okay. All right. Next question. If it's not being, you said it's not easy being Boo Vicious. Why is it not easy? Why is it not easy? What's not easy about your life?
It's not easy being Boo Vicious because I suffer from a chronic neuromuscular disease. I've had it since I was 17 years old. I was diagnosed when I was 17. It's a constant daily struggle. People think because I'm smiling. I mean, they think, oh, my goodness. I mean, it's hard. It's hard having an illness that you have no control over, that you have no cure for, and to get up every day and just make it anyway. It's hard.
And that's having a major medical condition, that's enough right there, because I have a medical condition, you know what I'm saying, but it's not nothing like that, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's ongoing, it's whatever, but I can deal with it, I can live with it. But I know a lot of people who couldn't. I know a lot of people who couldn't take the constant pain every single fucking day. You feel what I'm saying? You know
but
what I mean?
But see how you just said that, though, Blizzum. Look how you just said it. You got it. I mean, you told somebody else that, so you're not like, oh, dang, for real? But
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's something nobody knows about you. So the people who know you, they know what's up. It's not a front. That's just how you, that's your coping mechanism. You done figured out, hey, I mean, it is what it is, what I'm going to do about it.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right. Touche. Next question. Would you rather hang around someone whose life seems easier than yours or more difficult or as difficult? Which one?
Neither one.
You got to pick one. What do you mean? Do you have any friends?
Yes, I have friends.
Okay, so then you already know what my next question is. Your friends that you got out of your friends, your close friends, are most of them lives seems, because we never really know, but do most of their lives, if they're friends, maybe you do know, are their lives more difficult or easier than yours?
Okay, well, you said seems. See, this is
different
because
I
know these people.
I said seems. It seems or literally. It doesn't matter. You can take it.
It's as or more difficult than mine. Everybody has their own set of problems. So I can't say because Jessica Bouvish has got an illness and she working and volunteer and do this and her time is busy and she be in and out the hospital. I can't say that. That's more important than their issue because in their life it's the issue. So, but literally their life is as difficult. You know, they got jobs, they got kids. I don't have kids, you know what I'm saying? So that's their own set of issues. You know, they got mortgages and payments and all this good stuff right here, PTA. I don't got none of that right there. You know what I'm saying? I might work with the kids, but I don't have kids, you know? So I hang around people whose life is as difficult as mine. And it's a couple of people, you know, but most of the people have, hey, it's as difficult. But, you know, the thing about it is the reason why we hang around each other is because we don't complain about it.
Okay.
So what you're saying is
it doesn't matter if the people have the issues or not. It's how they handle the issues. Hmm?
It, right. Okay. It's your outlook on life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's your outlook on life. That's definitely. Like,
yeah.
You know, you want positive people around you.
Right. So I guess it's not so much as do the people. Let me retract that.
Okay.
Because Because, see, it's funny, whenever I have my shows, I always, when I say something, I'll be like, well, actually, on another episode, a lot of people said this. Now, I know you made a very good point right then. It's about how you handle it and all that kind of stuff right there. But then again, I've had episodes where we talked about certain subjects, and a lot of people was on the phone like, man, shit, I can't stand to hang around a motherfucker with too much drama in their life, whatever. And a lot of times people misinterpret drama for real issues. They kind of be the same thing. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, so some people say they don't, well, I don't want to hang around people who got a lot of issues and drama, whatever. But then again, if I ask you a question like this, which one do you prefer? You feel me? And people find it difficult to answer the question. But then I say, well, what are your friends? And then you say your friends actually got issues just like me. Well, I have to contend that you don't mind hanging around people with drama or issues. Actually, it's all about how people handle their drama or issues. Do they involve you in it?
Exactly. That's true. That's true.
Okay,
that's true.
Is where we at. Okay, this is where we at. Well, we learned something tonight, okay, 100. That's what the show is here for, you dig? Next question for Blue Victor, and we're going to get ready to get up to the next caller. Tell me, besides winning the lottery, and I know the obvious one would be for you to be totally healed of your illness, what else would make Boo Vicious' life easier?
Oh, let's see right now what would make my life easier.
Because you just have all these issues, Boo Vicious.
It's hard to say because I guess what I'll complain. One thing that would make, I need a new mode of transportation. Yes, that would make my life easier right now.
Okay,
but you know that's coming though.
Okay, a new car.
I'm working on it.
Okay, a new car. I can't say that transportation. I don't have a transportation issue right now, so a new car would be great, but it's not gonna just solve any of my problems that I have right now. You feel what I'm saying? So I thought about the question myself, everybody. I know everybody's like, Blizzum, you know, you ain't even answering none of these fucking questions your goddamn self tonight, because like I normally do when it's a fucking reason. Don't worry about it. No, I'm just playing. I'll get to me in a minute. I'm trying to make sure I get off my phone calls, all right? Y'all stand by.
Okay,
thanks for calling, baby. Stay on the line, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Next up, he that shall remain nameless. He calls himself El Panama, a.k.a. the Star Motel. Notorious. What's up, homie?
Chilling, man. Sitting there listening to you talking to Boo Vicious. I'm glad she called in. She go to my daddy church, man. I'm glad to hear her call in on the K100.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Well, hold on a second. Let me open the line back up and I'm going to let you tell her yourself. There you go.
Hey,
what's up,
Boo? Chilling,
what's
chilling.
What's going on?
I play down there. We walk.
Man, look, they cold and wet right now, Boo. They cold and wet.
But I know you holding it down there.
Yeah, we holding it down. We holding it down. We still doing it big in the wild.
That's so
up,
funny
man.
For her to say they doing it big and we walk.
I love it.
You know I got love for We Walk, St. Joe, all that stuff down there, man. I love the whole 850. Stop it.
Hey, Blue.
I love y'all, We Walk.
One thing about her, everything she just said, she ain't lying about it, man. She get up and she play that piano every Sunday. I mean, she you know, despite her illness, she make it work, man. She one of my heroes, to tell you the truth, shoot.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Well, she's in the right place then. She's in the right place, definitely, then, if she's of that character. And I'm glad that she supports the show. I'm glad that both of y'all, you know what I'm saying, had a chance to politic and show love on the show. I love stuff like that. I love when it happened on K100.
That's like my sister right there, man.
That's my brother right there now. That's my brother. That's the other Jones brother right there.
Hey, you see how we do at K100? We bring good folks together. That's what we do over here, man. I'm trying to tell y'all motherfucking haters, man. Here I am just cussing to the preacher's son and the church piano player. Damn it, man! But, you know. All right, stand by. Stand by, Boo Vicious. All right, homie. Episode 136. Is it easy or hard being El Panamo?
I would say it's easy, man. Just because I'm so laid back and easygoing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I ain't overexerting myself right now, and right. I'm not married. I ain't got no kids. I ain't got no unnecessary drama. So, right about now, it's kind of easy being me.
All right, so hey, you know what? You're the first person tonight that said it's easy being you. I've talked to 7 people so far. You know, you're the first person to say that it's easy being you.
Yeah, I heard that. I figure I'd go ahead and just be the different motherfucker. You know?
Okay, well, hey, you know what I'm saying? But if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But why is it being easy? Why is it? I mean, because of the reason that you just said, because you don't have kids or whatever. And all that stuff,
right.
Is just laid back as your persona, or is it just your? Do you have any difficulties going on? But even if you do, is how you handling it? You know what I'm saying? You know, why is it? What makes it so easy? I guess you kind of sort of answered the question, but I don't know.
It's my persona, and I would say like I said on one of the posts we was all on earlier today. The only thing, right? I mean, it might be hard right now because I'm unemployed and shit. But that's about the only minor thing, you know, that would be hard about being me right now.
But see, you say that's minor, and I know people who would be like, that's major.
And that's you're
doing it as minor, but there are probably most people on this damn line would say that's major. If you don't have a job, you don't have income, that's major.
And it's only minor because, like I say, I don't have any. I'm not married. I don't have any kids. I don't have anybody really depending on me to be that breadwinner, you know?
Right. I guess so. I guess being unemployed when you don't have, then again, I don't know, because we had Sharon line, and she said she was having difficulties with her employment, and she don't have any kids, but she doesn't see it the same way as you. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, don't get me wrong, Blue. It is sometimes where I be sitting, you know, I have a moment, you know, I'd be like, man, fuck, I need to get me a damn job, you know. But, it only be for like 5 minutes, then I bounce back and realize it. You know, everything happened for a reason, you know what I'm saying?
That's classic. All right, let me go to the next question. Do you think others view your life as easy or hard? What about other people?
You know, I think some people do. Just kind of talking to some of my homies, you know, they'd be like, yeah, Corey, you live up there in Atlanta. And they think all I'm doing up here is just partying and, you know, messing with hoes and stuff. You know, I don't think they realize it, man. I've been up here, you know, going to work and paying bills and dealing with all this other stuff. They think it's just a big party, you know.
Well, you know, we get that. That's why I said... For those who know me, for those my friends that know me, they know my life is not as easy. But people from far off watching, and that's why the question is so shady, not really shady question, but the question can be answered depending upon who these people are looking at you, or you know what I'm saying? Or who you
right.
who am I talking about your friends? I guess I should have broke it down. But I didn't. I wanted to keep it a general question, real general. So I really didn't want to break it down like that. But I get the same thing. Trust me, homie. People from, especially, you know, like people who listen on the phone line. I'm from Panama City, Florida. It's a very small place. And so is my homie on the line. Yeah, and a couple of people who called my show. I got a lot of hometown supporters. You feel me? One time for everybody who's supporting people doing positive things from Bay County. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of people's not. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate that Bay County love. All these 850 numbers that's on my line right now, it always makes me feel good to see them numbers. You feel me? Even if they don't say anything. But with that being said, you have a lot of people down there who look at people that have moved away from there, and especially people like myself who are doing public things. Where when I say I'm in the public, I'm a public figure. You can Google me and get five whole pages worth of information, my government name, everything. You feel me? Because of this show, because of my Facebook and my social networking, my music, all kind of things. So I'm a public figure, whether I like it or not, and I really don't like it, but I am. And I had to face that fact a little while ago because something came up and I had to realize that, damn it, I am. You know what I'm saying? And so when they look at you and they say, oh, man, he's living it up and blah, blah, they don't – I can tell that they really don't know me. They just know the public me. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They know the public – they know Blizzom, but they don't really know Sorrow. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? Because people who really know Sorrow know that my life is very difficult, especially right now. But it is what it is. I think I handle it better than a lot of people would. I'm not cracking under the pressure. And I have a real I don't give a fuck attitude, and I really don't give a fuck. It's gonna be what it's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? But shit's gonna happen, and how it's gonna happen. But I think that has a lot to do with it when people are looking at you from the outside. If they're not really your close personal friends and they don't really know you, then that will determine how they look at you and whether they think, oh, he's living this way, she's living that way or not. All right? That's just my opinion on that one right there. Okay, next question. Would you rather hang around with someone whose life seems easier, or if you know for a fact, easier or as difficult as yours?
You know what? If I had it my way, I'd hang around one of each because I'd want to see what this person is doing, you know, to make their life that easy. I want to see if they just, you know, they know something I don't know, or if they've just been handed, or if that life has just been handed to them, you know, silver spoon in their mouth. And on the other side, I'd like to hang with somebody that has a similar issues because. I kind of get something out of helping somebody else get through that situation, or if we can help ourselves get through, you know, rise up together. I try to get a little something out of that.
Okay, but if you had to pick one, which one do you prefer?
I prefer going through, you know, hanging with the people that are going through the same situations as I'm going through.
Okay. All right, that was easy. A lot of people had a difficult time answering that question, but I don't know. I don't know why, but they did. If besides winning the lottery, what do you think can make your life is already obviously easy, but what do you think can make your life easier right now?
Financial independence.
Financial independence. So not necessarily winning the lottery, but some form of financial independence. I don't know however you want to go about getting to that point, I guess. I don't know, but
establishing my own brand, my own business.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's I'm gonna tell you something about that, and I can talk because I've done that. It's good. It feels good, but boy, if it ain't paying you, damn it, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It feels good to have your own thing going because I got my own thing going with Champions Entertainment and K100. But I would really like to start getting some fucking money out of this shit. I'm just saying.
I know you are, man.
Damn it, man.
It takes patience.
That's the only thing about it, but it is great to do it. It does make you feel
right.
Good. All right? All right, stay on the line. Thanks for calling. Let me get the rest of these calls, all right?
Sure.
All right. 832 is up next. Then I see 718. 832. Oh, this is Lexico. I know this number by now. What's popping?
Hey, what's good?
What's going on? The more people call, the more I start remembering their numbers and stuff. You feel me? Welcome, everybody that's on the phone lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Episode 136, K1's Internet Radio. It's not easy being me. It's not easy being Blizzard. It's not easy being the host of K100. Before I answer her questions, I got to put this formally out here now. You know that doing this show, everybody knows that doing this show, I have to pay to do the show. You feel me? I pay a fee to be a part of the premium service on Blog Talk to have my hours and have my links and blah, blah, blah. I'm the only host. I have a co-host or whatever, but it's not the same. I don't have anybody that can actually host the show, run the switchboard for me. I'm trying to work that out right now. But it's rare. It's actually really fun to do, but difficult because it's a job that you don't get paid for. It's fun, but it's also a job. You have to be on time. You have to plan for it. You have to promote it. You have to do a lot of things. Running this internet radio station that you're not getting paid for. So people look at it and they say, it's great to have your own internet radio show. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could do it. Well, will you pay for something every month that you know that you're probably not going to get any money out of as basically another bill? Would you like to create another bill? Would you like to dedicate yourself to doing it daily? Would you like to sit on the internet all day promoting it? You feel me? Would you like to deal with everything else that comes with it? And by all means, I suggest that you do it. And if you do, I support you 100% if I fuck with you. But, I don't know. Some of y'all still haven't done it yet. I'm waiting. All right. Lexi Poo, thanks for calling the show, babe. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is it easy being Lexi Poo?
As a kid, no, hell no. I had like one of the worst childhoods ever.
But now it gets easier every day. I mean, I try not to complain about it because, you know, like, I don't know who was on the line when I got on here, but, you know, everybody has their share problem. everybody goes through things or whatever, but, you know, I can be blessed to say, oh, I have a job, you know, I can pay my bills, I can buy little meaningless shit that it really doesn't matter at the end of the day, but, I mean, it's like my childhood still has an impact on my life now, so, you know, it gets hard. Like, you know, it really gets hard. So, I mean, I don't think it's easy being me, but life isn't easy. So, I mean, you can kind of cancel that out at the same time. It's really not easy to be anybody because life ain't easy. I don't care even if you had a silver spoon in your mouth growing up and you had a couple more chances better than me or you was a step above me coming out the womb because you were brought out into a better lifestyle, it's still hard for everybody, you know? Maybe in a different aspect, but it's still hard. So,
okay.
I mean, that's how I see it.
All right. When I asked the question, I truly wanted people to take it to the context of their whole life. You feel me?
Right.
I think you may have been the first person that actually took it in context and said, you know, as a child, whatever, because once again, everybody, once again... You can't say that you want to be somebody or even fathom being somebody unless you've been the total person. You can't say you like to be Beyonce now without being Beyonce at 2 or 6 or 12 or 18. All right? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You can't say that it's gravy to be some NFL player if you wasn't that player's whole life. You feel me? So that's the whole point of the show. You feel what I'm saying? It's definitely not easy being Blizzom. I didn't even have to think about the answer to that question when I thought this damn show up today. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because I knew instantaneously that it's not. Because I know everything that I've been through. You feel me? And a lot of my other friends, and you know, they may be cool right now, but when I say, is it easy being that person? Looks easy now because they done growed up and got their own business. But I remember when the motherfuckers goddamn used to have to come over to my grandma's house and shit to eat because their motherfucking mom and daddy was on crack and shit and they had no food. You feel what I'm saying?
Wait, that's what
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So,
and
when I asked the question, I wanted people to take it as a whole and take the question in the grand scheme of things. You feel what I'm saying? Not, you know, today cool. I think a lot of people answered the question from present time, which is cool. I kind of let it ride, but I also wanted people to take it into context of their whole entire life. All right. So Lexi Poo,
mm-hmm.
It's not easy being you.
No.
Do you think others view your life as being easy or hard?
You know, I think other people view it as it being easy. And the reason why I say that, I remember when I was graduating high school, and you know how people sign you a little senior book or whatever? And, like, one of the girls who signed my book, she was like, you know, Lexi Poole, you're such a, you know, Alexis, I'm going to say Alexis. Alexis, you're such a sweet person, you're such a beautiful person, a positive person, you know, because I was always a happy kid, you know, smiling and laughing and friendly, you know, that was always me, but, like, that's what she saw, but then not knowing at home, you know, my daddy wasn't there, my mother was on drugs, you know, I was probably getting abused every day before I even went to school, you know what I'm saying, and so school for me was my gateway out. So I was happy, you know, and so people didn't know those things. You know, one of my friends got shot and killed at 10 years old in front of me on a fucking, you know, seesaw. So it's like, you know, people see me now, and, you know, because I try to be positive, I do, you know, and I am blessed. I can't say I'm not blessed, you know what I'm saying? But it's like I work hard because I didn't have that silver spoon, and it's like I don't have that strong-knit family. Don't get me wrong, I do have family, a lot of family. But some of them got, you know, broomsticks so far up their asses, and they look down on me and some of my sisters because of our parents, you know, because they aren't, you know, those model parents. So it's like every day I feel like I'm having to compete. I feel like I have to prove a point. I feel like I've had to work hard to prove to them that I'm not going to be what my parents were. So, and you know, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's like people view you and be like, oh, she got this or she got that, but they don't know what it took. You know, they don't know what I had to go through to get out of that situation. And, you know, I'm just blessed that I do have my independence. And I was able to get out of my parents' house And I was able to do something with myself because I feel free now. I feel free from it. Nobody can't do that to me anymore. So, you know, that's why I kind of said it's easier now because I'm controlling my life. With God, I'm controlling it. So that's how I look at it.
All right. So what would you rather hang around someone who has a life who seems or that you know a little bit about and know to be easier than yours or as difficult as yours?
Actually, I'm going to say someone who has it, who seems easier. And the reason why I say that is because I, you know, don't get me wrong, I have a couple close friends, like four close girlfriends, and I'm going to use one of them for an example. My homegirl, Lisa, she's 24. I don't know if you've ever been to Houston, but she lives in River Oaks, probably one of the most expensive areas in town. Her parents got buku money, and she don't know shit about going through nothing. But I'm not going to say nothing that I go through. But the funny thing is, she's taught me that just because she's not from the hood and because she never had the struggle, that she don't have issues. And trust me, she has issues just like me. And the reason why I like hanging with her is because she gives me stuff from a completely different perspective. I don't like to be in the same box. You know, as a kid, I thought that the way I lived was the way everybody lived. I thought my problems were the only problems that existed on earth. But with a friend like her, she can actually bring to the table and show me that, hey, life is different. And just because I have this and I have that, I still struggle just like the next person. So she kind of enlightens me. And, you know, she doesn't keep me in that same position and that same mindset as someone would that's going through the same stuff. Not saying that I wouldn't hang out with somebody that's going through shit like me. I'm saying that I kind of like it because she's different and she comes from a different side of the town, but she comes from the same world.
Okay. All right.
So
that's a good point. Besides winning the lottery or something like that, what would make Alexis Poo's life easier?
Trusting in God a little bit more. Like, no, I'm not trying to get, you know, biblical. I'm gonna be real with you. You know how a lot, you know, some of the ladies in my family, you know, that are saved, they make stuff seem so easy. Like, Alexis, if you just let go and let God, and, you know, everybody say that, but everybody don't really do it because it's hard. You can't tell me when you're struggling, your life get cut off, you get laid off your job, and somebody tell you let go, and your ass just gonna woo-sah and be good. That's not how it works, you know, and I really feel like if I can learn to have that trust and faith in God and to be peaceful when chaos is going around me, I will be such a better person. Like, and that's what I really want to experience. And right now when shit happens, I start crying. I get scared. I get mad. I act like I'm human. But I just want to learn how to actually know how that feels to actually let go and let God, not just say it. But I want to know how to have that inner peace, even when a disaster is going on. So that's what I think will help me out. If I can just find that, I promise you, won't nobody be able to touch me. But I'm trying.
Well, that's very difficult. I know people who, like I said, my parents are firm believers in God and devout Christians, but they still stress. You feel me? They still stress when they're going through something. They still stress. Even the people who even the best of them still stress over stuff. Even when they do, you know, have a close relationship with God, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Having a closer relationship with God and being able to put that kind of faith in Him and just really let go like that, I think that is a good thing. I think Shay that said that also. And was it somebody else on the phone? I forgot. But I understand that and I get that. But like I said, that's a good answer. But I know people who do have strong faith in God who still stress. I don't know if your faith in. I don't know if it's that they're more of people who don't stress just in general. Even if they didn't believe in God, they wouldn't be nonchalant or not. I don't know. Because like I said, I know people who really do believe in God and who really are devout Christians, but they still stress when the lights are cutting off. It ain't just like, okay, yeah, let God. No,
well,
the lights are off.
But have you ever just seen somebody that was just like always so positive? Like,
something happened and they'll still be smiling like, baby, you just, baby, it means nothing to them. That's like the easy shit. And what I'm trying, I want the easy stuff to be, you know, the complicated stuff to be a little bit more easier. And I feel like maybe if I had a better positive outlook on it, that it wouldn't be as bad. Because there's some people who I don't know what's going on inside their world. But at least they seem like they have a positive outlook about everything. And sometimes I'm not the most positive person. I try to be, but it's hard. And I feel if I just had a little bit more faith, you know, that maybe it'll be a little easier. I don't know if that's true. You know, I don't know. That's just how it seems, you know, because like I said, I'm on the outside looking in because I ain't got it. So.
Right, right, right. Okay, all right. Well, stay on the line. You feel what I'm saying? Stay on the line. And I like the last answer. I really like the last answer. I did that one. You feel what I'm saying? Somebody else gave that same answer. You feel what I'm saying? But I think you broke it out a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? But I still say, which is nothing wrong with your answer. Wanting to have a closer relationship with God is never a bad answer, you know, in my book. Whether and even if you're not religious or like that right there, I can't see how it could actually hurt anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, whether you're like, you know, you're not into the Bible or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's still, you can't really tell me how it would
but
be negative.
But this is a good topic, Glizzy. This is a good,
you know,
topic. I took a nap and woke up just to so it's a good topic, though.
All right. So, thanks. Well, stay on the line. You know we're going to do an after party and all that, all right?
Yeah.
All right. 678-698.
Yeah, nigga.
Who this?
Right.
Oh shit, nigga, you don't know your damn number, but I don't know nobody's number by goddamn heart. Okay, wait, stop. Your ass was calling the co-hosting over the phone. Nigga, you called, this number just popped up on the switchboard.
Damn, I heard you and Keith talking. You just been clicking me on, nigga. I know about your
engine. Man, I ain't see you, man.
Hey,
you I ain't see
you. I've been listening.
Oh, okay.
Don't play.
Your phone cracking up. Your phone breaking up or something. You got a Bluetooth or something. I can't hardly hear you.
You got that?
Hello?
You hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. Yeah. What's happening? Well, I got, well, my co-host Pete Reds and calling in at 10 minutes left in the show. What's happening, Pete?
What's going on, bro? I've been hearing all the good stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't missing.
Is it easy? I want you to tell the people if it's easy being P. Reg or not.
Hey, I say like this, boy, nigga. If you want these kind of problems, my nigga, if you can fix these shoes, my nigga, well, shit, then you a bad motherfucker.
Why is it so difficult being P. Reg? Keisha F, I'm finna open your line, baby. Why is it so difficult being P. Reg, man? Why is it so hard to be you?
Hey, man, I'm just putting it like this, man. Trainers do not howl fuck niggas and shit like that. So, you know, I'm gonna put that on the label, nigga.
Okay, but why is it difficult being P-Reg? What's so hard about being you, P-Reg?
Man, listen, bro, you know, everybody can't do the shit I do. You know what I'm saying, for number one. Everybody can't drive what I drive. Everybody can't fuck what I fuck. Everybody can't spin what I spin. Shit, you know how I do it, man. Come on up.
So are you saying that it's difficult being you because people can't keep up? I don't understand. What are you saying, Pete? What are you saying?
Hey, that's exactly what I'm saying, man. You know, some people slow, some people fast, some people ain't no in between, though, really.
Oh, okay. I'm leaving your mic.
I ain't even gonna give a nigga room to even think he can get in between this shit. Nah.
Alright.
Ain't number two lanes over here, man. That's it.
Alright. I'm leaving P's mic open so he can get the co-hosting at 10 minutes left in the show. Keisha F, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Keisha F.
All right, so episode 136. Keisha, is it hard being you?
I don't think so. I mean, it's difficult at times, but, I mean, if you really think about it, I think it would be a lot easier to be me than to try to be somebody else.
Okay. Well, I'll come back to the next question. Do you think people in general look at you and look at your life and think that you got it gravy easier, or do you, or you have it hard? Which one do you think people on the outside looking in think?
I mean, maybe people on the outside looking in may think I have it easy, but I mean, daily it's not always that great.
Well, so
I mean, if
but,
we look like it, we all come off like we, you know, got it going on, but.
Some of us don't come off like we got it going on. Some of us look like we are a fucking mess. Now, not necessarily saying people on the line or people that, you know, saying that I'm talking to on the show tonight, but I'm saying no, there are some people who really people be like, damn, that individual is just, you know, fucked up, and that's a general consensus about that person.
Yeah,
I know you
right.
know somebody
you
like that.
Look like you had hard lives. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you know somebody like that. That's having that had a hard life and having a hard life right now. Who's fucked up right now. You feel me?
Yeah.
But that's not you. You said people don't look at you like that. All right. But, and you said, so you're saying it's easy being you, right? It's easy being in general, Keisha, right?
Yeah, in general, yeah.
Okay, so I won't ask you that because the next question was if it's not easy being you, then why not? But you said it's easy being you, so I can't answer that question, right?
Right, I guess. Yeah. Like everybody else said. I mean, we all have our struggles,
but they said it's not easy being me.
It all comes out in the wash. So, okay, then it's not easy being me. But for the most part, I know my struggles. I know what's going to come at me on a day-to-day basis. I know my enemies. I know my shortcomings. I know my strengths. I know what's going to happen in my life. But if I were to step into somebody else's shoes, I think that would be much harder.
Actually, yeah. Because you don't know what's going
on. That's why I say it's pretty easy to be me. I mean, of course I got my struggles that I go through, but every day I know pretty much what's going to happen.
All right.
For the most part. Yeah, put it in the paper.
Okay. Would you rather hang around someone whose life seems easier or more difficult than yours?
I'd rather hang around somebody whose life seems easier. Because people who act like they got a hard life, oh, I got this to do, I got that to do, and it's so hard. You don't want to be standing around somebody complaining all the time.
I guess. Well, what if they don't complain about it, but their life really is difficult? See, it's a difference between somebody who's got a difficult life and they bitch about it. And I think somebody else brought that up earlier. You feel me? It's all about the attitude of the person. You feel what I'm saying? I think with Boo Vicious, we kind of went down that lane. It's one thing for somebody to have difficulties going on, and it's another thing for them to bitch and complain about it all the time. That's not the question about whether or not they complain about it. The question is whether they just have these difficulties or not.
Well, I mean,
which
if that's the case, I think I would rather hang around somebody who's probably got it as hard as I do, or if it seems as hard as I do, because then, I mean, then there's no reason for me to be like, well, dang, you know, because I already know my homegirl got the same struggles I got, so we can sit and have the same type of conversation about the same goofball dudes or the same goofball job or whatever.
Okay.
So I guess I would rather have somebody with the same struggle. Please stop rolling that car, young lady.
Oh, man. Hold on, I got one more question, then I'm gonna get ready for the after party. All right. Besides winning the lottery or something, what would make Keisha's life easier?
What would make mine? Huh, I don't even want to say right now, but I don't know.
I think I can answer that for you.
What would make my life easier right now? Today, what would make my life easier would be, I don't know, a nap. Shoot, that's all I ask for half the time. Just let me rest peacefully for 2-3 hours and don't bother me.
Don't you sleep at night or what?
I do, but I mean, when I come home from work, I'm at work again. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. And then you ain't got nobody really to put to bed. Yeah, you got to put to Miami. You ain't really getting put to bed.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, Pete.
Hey. She missing that Jay Holiday. She missing that Jay Holiday right now.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's probably why you ain't really getting a lot of sleep. We're working on that for you, Keisha.
I know.
All right,
I'm trying to give me the freak everything walking. All right.
Stand by. Listen, everybody. Everybody listen to the show. Everybody pay attention, all right? You got 30 seconds. What about 45 seconds to call 347-934-0966. That's because the live streaming portion of the show is about to stop at 10 o'clock, all right? We only can broadcast live from 8 to 10 p.m., all right? But
let me
you can call 347-934-0966. Stay on the line. Do not hang up. Make sure your phone is somewhere where you won't lose your signal, and you can be a part of the third hour of the show, which only takes place over the phone lines, all right? Over the phone lines, 347-934-0966. You got like 6 seconds. Dial it.
We in the building.
4-0-9-6-6. I'm going to run the outro music, and then we're going to come back for the after party. I didn't get a chance to ask real quick. Bear with me, don't hang up. I got to ask this person the questions, and then we're going to open up the mic lines. We got about 15 people on the line, so it should be good. When I do get ready to open up the mic lines, please, if you can't be somewhere where it's quiet, where you got a quiet background, hit the mute button on your phone, all right? Or when I open your mic, then I'm going to shut it off, all right? You feel me? One thing about that is once I shut it off, sometimes in the third hour, the switchboard gets to acting funny because we're kind of going into overtime, and I might not be able to cut it back on. But I want to open everybody's mic so we can have a free fall. For those of you who are on the phone line who's never been a part of the after party for K100, what happens is I open up the phone lines and everybody's on the line. You feel me? And you can ask somebody else questions, and you can talk about whatever. We don't have to talk about episode 136. The episode is technically the subject at hand. We move away from that, and we get to open to a free fall. K100, normally it turns into some old freaky shit.
Not all the time.
Sometimes we have some serious conversations, okay? I'm just saying. And I need to remind you that just because we're not streaming live, this shit is going to be on the MP3 version. So I'm just saying. Ruby Candy.
Yes, yes, yes. Hi, everybody.
Poppin', what's
poppin'? I was trying to make it in time.
Okay, it's okay. But real quick, I'm going to ask you about two of the questions real quick, and then we're going to open up the lines for the after party. Before episode 136, I'm going to take Ruby's answers first, and then we're going to open up the lines, all right? Because she did have her hand raised before 10 o'clock, but it was at 9:58 or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and let her give her opinion about whether or not it's easy being Ruby Candy. Is it easy or not, Ruby?
Yes, it is.
It really? Really?
It's easy being Renee. How about that? It's easy being Renee.
Really?
Yes. It's easy being Renee.
I have to honestly tell you that on the outside looking into your life, I think your life is very difficult. You know?
It is to an extent, but uh-huh. you just have to be there to understand it. Uh-huh. But yeah, it get complicated sometimes, you know. But
sometimes
I'm used to. Yeah.
I've been knowing you for not even a full 6 months, Ruby, and I think your life is a tad above complicated. That's just me.
Yeah, it is. But I'm not gonna claim it.
Hey, claiming it and hey, you know. You can have a lot of things wrong. You can have a gonorrhea and not want to claim it, but goddamn it. I'm just saying. I mean, a lot of things you don't want to claim, you know, can go down. But anyway, Ruby, real quick, let me ask you some questions, and I'm going to open up the mic. Do you think other people view your life as easy or difficult?
I would have to say, if you're like in this family, K100 family and everything, I would think that it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think that it's difficult. But
you
I mean,
understand why we would think that, though. I'm just
yes,
saying.
I do. Yes,
we're not
I
just
do.
Pulling it out of our ass.
Yes, you know, I do.
You realize
yeah.
that.
I understand
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Long as you understand. Okay. Well, would you rather hang around someone who has a life that seems easier than yours or more difficult?
Well, I think I should be asking y'all, should y'all, I mean, look at my life and y'all hanging around me, so.
Well, hanging around you and talking
yeah,
about
yeah, hanging around me and being around me, but I mean, I hang around with a lot of people, and it's just, some of them, they do have, you know, it is difficult, but, I mean, if you're a real friend, then you're going to stick it out through whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, okay. I mean, it really doesn't matter to me. It doesn't. Everybody needs a friend. That's how I put it.
That's true. All right, everybody. That's it for those are the questions I'm asking Ruby. And now we're going into the after party. Mute your background. Please. If you're driving with the window down and your Bluetooth on, roll it up or hit the mute. If you got the kids playing in the background, go in the other room or hit the mute on your phone. If you got a cell phone and don't have the mute feature, you need a motherfucking upgrade. Shay's on the line. Michigan Girl, El Panama, Lexi Poole, P. Reds, of course, Key, Keisha F., Ruby Candy. Mike is on the line. Mike.
Yes, sir.
LL is on the line. And
hi,
I got a
everybody.
Private caller. And I got a private caller who I don't know who it is, but welcome to the show. You did? Go ahead.
Oh, I just have to say that me and my son, my 13-year-old son, went out to dinner, and the sex conversation wasn't quite what I expected, but we did what we, you know. Actually, it turned around him telling me about sex instead of me telling him about sex. I don't know how that was supposed to work out because I was telling him, and he was just like, nah, Ma, I don't think that's how it's supposed to go. And he was just like, if this the birds and the bees, you know, I mean, I'm too
old
for the birds and
the bees. Why are you talking to your son about the birds and the bees and you gay?
Right, and you know, because it was so funny.
This is what I'm trying to understand. Why are you having a conversation with
him? I got up, and he got up to use the bathroom, and it was like 1 something in the morning. And he was just like, Mom, I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to have that sex. I'm ready to have a sex conversation, you know, to know about sex. So I put up on my status. I didn't mean to say she, but I meant to say he. And if my little girl came to me and she's 5 and asked me something, I don't know. Oh, my God, I think I would have had a heart attack. But, yeah, my 13-year-old, yeah, he's ready to talk about sex. But he understood that I don't swing his way.
That still cracked me up.
I just had to, you know, and when he came and sat on the bed and he was just like, Ma, I understand you don't swing my way. I couldn't do nothing. I was just like.
I don't know. That's how do you explain to a boy that his mom is now gay, but some kind of way he got on his planet, and now you're going to have a conversation about sex with him?
I had sex with his dad.
Why don't you give him a couple of flicks and just leave the room?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, so he was just like, well, if you need some help, just go look up under, you know, your brother's bed. And he has a porn. I'm just like, okay, what the fuck?
But that's so funny because my mom turned gay when I was probably in middle school. I don't know how it happened. I just found out that the lady that she was hanging with all the time, you know, was her girlfriend, and she went and got a name tatted on her and everything, and I started crying because, you know, when you're so used to your mom and your dad, like, being married for 20-something years, and your mama's gay, me and my sister started crying. I don't know how he must be more mature than I was as a kid, and I never had the birds and the bees story. I don't even know what that is. Like,
And my mom, she never told me about, you know, I...
Anybody
you know,
else got gay parents on the line?
But,
no, my daddy's
you know,
straight.
My mama just told me, don't have sex. She said, how it go, nothing. Everything I learned through trial and error and unfortunately through friends and just bullshit on my own. Because my mama never sat me down. We barely talked about periods and menstruation.
Right. I know. When I started my period, I started crying again too. Like I don't know what my life is. You know.
Yeah, I mean it was kind of difficult. It took a weird moment to be funny because my 13-year-old son, I adore him. I mean he's amazing, and he was just trying to talk me like, okay, like I'm a virgin, and he's my dad, and he's trying to tell me about sex.
The kids are learning faster now, you know. They're learning faster now than they
did. And then Shay, she put up a comment, what are your kids learning in school? I did ask them, did you put them
up? You been watching BET? Uncut. That's what you've been watching.
I'm glad that he came to me instead of going, you know, somewhere else.
But can someone please, like, seriously, what's the birds and the bees story? I'm not trying to be prejudiced, Jana, you know, I love
birds
you, but I thought
yeah.
only white parents taught their kids the birds and the bees story. I never know one of my friends who's been taught that story. Like,
my mom, she sat down and told us the birds and, well, my brothers, and I was just eavesdropping. But,
oh, wait, it's
know.
A real story? Wait,
stop.
Yeah,
about the birds and the bees. It's just like, I don't know, like, the birds and the bees. It's just something that they say is about, like, the birds and the bees and the having sex part.
Has anybody on the line ever heard that story?
Because I'm just like, damn, do the birds and the bees have sex with each other?
Right? Is it a real story?
It's just a paraphrasing, like, saying about sex.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's just an
easy
Just to tell it.
I don't know about anybody else, but I got my very first experience with sex, like speaking and watching like dirty movies and shit like that. You feel me? What most people do. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
Magazines. You know, at first you start with the magazine.
I found my daddy's porn.
I found my parents.
Wait a minute. Speaking of kids finding porn, Michigan girl,
I want to know.
What happened? Wait a minute. Let me ask Michigan girl a question, y'all. Because Michigan girl said her son stole some porn out of her porn stash, and I want to know how she handled that because you know, being a single mom and all, how do you come to your 15-year-old son and explain why the fuck do you even got porn? You know what I'm saying?
I hope he wasn't in it.
Ooh.
Oh,
How did you handle that? How did you handle that?
Honestly, I was pissed at the time. I yelled, I hollered, I screamed. And thankfully, he was in Michigan at the time for the summer because I might have had to hurt him if he was in my presence. I was not mad because he had porn. I was actually mad because he went in my room to get the porn. And he
took her good porn. He took her good porn, says.
Mm-hmm. In the room,
the one she was
going to
watch that night.
Uh-huh. Hey, I got to know. So, I mean, but I talked to him and his dad talked to him, but my biggest issue was the violation of privacy by him going in my room and getting it versus him.
Oh, okay, so you're not tripping about the fact it was pouring. You just tripping because...
No, I wasn't tripping about that because,
yeah.
You know, he was 15, almost 16. It was just the fact that you went in my room. And then there was another fact of there is some porn that I was trying to... figure out how I asked him, did he see this particular porn? Because I was like,
Were you in that porn? Were you in the porn that you performed? Are you in the porn?
Yes, I was in some.
Nothing because my little brother is the same age as my son. And he went in Dallas, when we was all in Dallas, he was at my house. They all stayed at my house. And my son said, well, he got your porn from your house. And I'm just like, and I'm thinking in the back of my head, okay, what else did he find? Because all that is together, everything, like the toys.
Exactly, and that's my thing. I got some other stuff. I'm like, if you went
I
do have some. As soon as my little brother gets home from his basketball game, I am going to ask him, where is it at? Because it's not up under the bed like my son said it was. And I do want to know which one he got because it is some that I did video record and there is some with me in it and there is some that somebody else has.
My daddy used to I don't know if my daddy was the only dad that did that, but he used to scratch off the names on the cassette, the video cassette tape. And, like, you'll know it's porn because I got smart. I knew it was porn because you'll see the little white part. Y'all know, like, on a VHS, you'll see, like, some pieces a little left on there. And I used to watch that shit. Maybe that's my problem now.
I think the first porn that I ever saw was when I was 10, and it was, like, from the 70s that my stepdad had.
Yes, they had, like, them old pornos. Like,
yes, and it was, like, the afros and the man that's acting like the pimps.
Jerry Curl.
Yes. Everything, the woman with the big old hair.
And that was real deal pornos. Like,
And I asked my son, I said, if you watch it, he said, Mom, tell you the truth.
Yeah,
I've seen some of it, but they wasn't using protection.
Aww. Them was them old school.
Who the fuck? Wait a minute. Who the fuck watches porn when they use protection?
That's what he was saying. Like, Mom, I seen some of it, but they wasn't using protection. Like, okay, what do you know about protection? I see it on the TV all the time. I know about the KY, and I'm just like, okay,
oh,
just let
God.
Me know.
You know what? Why? My whole thing about this whole situation is, why the fuck would you, if your child is in the middle school or some shit, you might as well fuck having a conversation with them. They already know, nigga.
They teach you in school.
See, by the time they're in middle school, it's too late. They already learned basically what they need to know.
And I was telling my mom about it. She was just like, "Nah, he's just trying to teach you. He's just trying to school you." I'm just like, "School me?" He's just like, "Yeah, he's just trying to school you because he already know. Yeah, he already knows if he already know about why they wasn't using protection in the pornos and KY and Trojan."
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And,
well, you know, damn, he know more about me.
He know more about it than I'm. Just like, okay. And I mean, I just can't do nothing but crack up. I can't
but
get mad at him because it's just too cute, and I can't get mad at him because
the
I'm glad that he do
changed.
Know.
They're acknowledging him more now because of AIDS and HIV, and they teach
mm-hmm.
the kids younger now. Then you
mm-hmm.
can't be mad at that.
They
That's
don't
want to
die.
Yeah, they got to teach them. I don't blame them.
Because
my little sister, she's 17, and she's actually gay, and she knows more. Like, she be telling me about stuff, and I be like, what? Like, where you get this knowledge from? She's like, girl, hush, you act like I'm a baby. I be like, okay. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
My sister came back from college talking about, my boyfriend wanted to swing with this other couple or whatever. Okay.
Oh, Lord. Excuse me. This was 2 years ago, but I'm like, what? I mean, I know nothing about that shit back then. I was like, swing? What you talking about? He wanted to be with. Yeah. I was like, well, what did you say? She's like, well, I didn't feel like it this time. I was like, oh, God. What is going on?
And you know what? If Game Hunter was on here, I was gonna ask him, what would you go tell my son how to pimp?
Oh yeah, I mean, well, letting the Game Hunter have the talk with your son, I don't know.
Now you want to know something? I did not know. My sister came to when I was staying on campus, and she came into my room, and my boyfriend was over the day before, and like in my trash can by the door, it was like full of like condom wrappers. And she was like, I'm going to need you to step your game up from Magnum to Magnum XL. I looked at her like, what?
Wait. First of all, how the fuck you going to step your game up? Like, you ain't got a dick. What the fuck? That was retarded.
Right,
exactly.
You know, I'm like, what? You know,
what
like,
what?
You know
look,
I'm like, look, girl, you don't
go
somewhere.
I don't know. Anybody else got anything they want to add? I got a lot of people on the phone line. Y'all being quiet. What's popping? Keith.
What's up?
Why y'all being quiet? El Panama, what you got for me, homie?
Miss Key, I'm glad you're having a good day. I've seen on your status.
I'm just saying my life is interesting. That's all.
Is this interesting? Is that a?
Because, you know,
she got some extra
just,
good face.
Yeah, because normally she's putting up her status, you know, it's cool, but today she was just, it's like she was just in a happy mood. Like, okay,
that's good.
It wasn't too
that's
late.
Real
maybe
good.
She got you some.
No, not today. Not today.
Oh.
Speaking of that,
nah.
Can people really tell, like, based on your attitude, if you really getting some or not?
Yeah.
Like,
Do a concert.
You
can
have
no
reason to be like, man, you must have got some last night. What does that mean?
If you're a constant bitch for no reason, you probably ain't getting fucking laid.
I'm always in a happy mood, and I'm never getting laid.
So you really can't say it on, like, from outside looking in?
Yes. I went to work one time, straight up, right after.
You
got to go on
to. What are you talking about?
What are y'all talking about?
Pete, go ahead, Pete.
Hey, if you went to work right after, did you wash it?
Yeah. I can't not go to work.
No, you know, I want to know because, you know, I know some women, they like to still have the after smell on them.
Why? No, not when I got to go to work now. If I'm laying
in
bed or something like
hold
that.
Hold on. I'm lost here. What's the after smell?
But you know what? Who's that just talking about going to work right after?
That's
me.
Right. That's my host. That's my co-host, P. Reg. Why? What's up?
Okay, because I know my co-worker, I came to work one day, and I was just such in a bad mood. I was throwing paperwork and shit over the desk, and she was like, you should have used your toy before you came to work this morning. And I was like, come on now. Like, that's my friend. But I'm like, bitch, I got mad, too, and I knew she was telling the truth. But don't be trying to front me. Like,
You can always
get back out to the car. I wonder why you got mad. Dildo or bullet on your keychain?
Yeah,
I have one too. Well, I mean, come on, I was still for a year and a half. I have to do something.
It's a little vibrator.
It's okay, hey. You can put it on a keychain. It has a lid, and it's like a vibrator. You can take the, it's clean because it has a lid. You take the lid off, you can go to the bathroom, hit your clip for about a minute if you're a pro. Real fast and go back to work. Shit, everybody get raises. Fucking with me. Mm-hmm. Shit, you heard?
And then I have a ring one. Like I can like take it out and it's just like a ring, so I can just put it. I can just click it on and it's a ring, and I can just go ahead and do what I gotta do and then take that out and then put my other ring back in.
That looks like a lipstick too, but I said I
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
You see why this shit is most important for us right now?
Yeah, I hear this shit.
You see this shit?
Yeah.
I tell y'all what. When we go on that motherfucking, when we go on that cruise, nigga, I'm bringing one outfit in a bag full of motherfucking toys. Get your mind.
Y'all are too much.
Hey,
you ain't even gonna need no clothes, Puffy Red.
I'm gonna bring the swing. I'm gonna bring all that shit. God damn it, shit. We gonna see. Y'all motherfuckers walking around with motherfucking vibrators on your motherfucking keychain. God damn.
Don't forget your pearls. Every girl needs a pearl.
And they have a pocket pussy too. They have a little pocket pussy.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
I don't need that.
Yeah, they have a little pocket pussy.
This shit is y'all. You know what?
That's for the guys.
Hey,
they got the little thing that we like put in your hand. It's like a little mitten, but it's like shaped kind of like a little pussy, but it's like a mouth.
Yeah.
So like when
they made one now that is vibrating.
What the fuck?
It vibrates like that. Like it's like they have one that has a mouth, but it vibrates. It like moves.
Oh, like it's humming.
Yeah.
I mean, that keychain ring was the best invention created to men. That has saved me my job. That has kept me my dignity. You know what I'm saying? People got some raises because of that toy. I mean, I don't know what y'all are talking about. It's definitely
no, Lexi-Poo, have you seen the one that they came out with? It's a dildo, and when it gets wet, it expands. And then, like, if you make noise, it moves.
To be honest with you, I have a dildo. I like it, but I really like the real man behind
it. Y'all know what else do that? Y'all know what else do that?
A real dick.
When I break it, the vibrator is good.
What?
Huh? I want to get one of those balls with the dildo attached to it. You know what I'm talking about?
I want to try that.
Why do you want to get a dildo with some balls attached to it when you can get a dick that balls slap
the ring?
They got a dildo that spits out shit. Like, it's like extra coming.
I don't need no extra.
I thought you watch a lot of your goddamn WCP. You know too much shit.
I don't need no extra.
I just go to the sex store a lot.
Even if you got that steady dick, it's like you don't. That person may not be there. Y'all may be arguing, or you may need it more than he can allow. They can't just come to work, and you may just need a quick nut. You ain't trying to deal with them and their feelings and their emotions. You just want to take your little toy, nut in a minute, and go about your business. And sometimes you need that like 3 or 4 or 5 times within your 8-hour shift. So I need something that's convenient, pocket friendly, clean. I can clean it. I'm good.
You know what I'm saying?
My body knows.
Like having a
3 or 4 or 5 times in a motherfucking 8-hour shift. If you ain't a motherfucking nympho, if you thought you wasn't a fucking nympho, you are. If you gotta bust up that 3 or 4 or 5 times in a motherfucking 8-hour shift, bitch. Stop playing.
I mean, I be stressed out. The holidays.
This is what I don't get. Ladies, y'all just answer this shit for me right quick. Y'all want a toy where you can nut in a minute, but y'all don't want a man to fuck y'all less than 5 minutes.
That's not what I said. It's just to get you on, you know, a little standby.
That's not what I said, going on and on all night.
Yeah. You could have got your good 8-hour dick, 5-hour, 3, whatever you do the night before. But if you just want a quick nut to refuel your hookup, it's like Gatorade. You're trying to refuel your electrolytes, whatever the fuck you do, and you're just trying to go about your business. It's a quick nut. You don't want a quick nut with your man, but when you during the day and you busy, you need that quick. I know. I mean, hey, maybe that's just my body. I know what I need.
Fucking nut is a nut. If you come quick or take an hour to come, it's a nut.
Well, you want to enjoy the man. You don't need to be just constantly enjoying a damn piece of ass.
Y'all know what? My homeboy, P-Reg, fuck y'all up. P-Reg just fuck y'all up with that question. Y'all can't fucking sit here and be fucking hypocritical and sit there and say y'all want to come in and bust these quick ass nuts. But when a nigga come in 1 minute around this motherfucker, you want to go talk to him about your homegirl, what your homegirl said. I have 1 minute, motherfucker.
It's only 1 minute.
Motherfucker.
About 5 minutes later, you better be ready to come in another minute. Get your nut yet if you came in 1 minute.
Hey, Blue.
She just said she could come in a minute. She go do her little 1 minute drill in the bathroom. She'll be done in a minute.
Yeah, that's
and
what
you know what we do. If y'all know what y'all doing, like eating pussy, it doesn't really take that long to make them.
It
come.
Doesn't, especially when it's you and your mind is set to it.
Instead of just playing with it and making it mental.
Let me get the show. Why are y'all trying to sit here and justify what the obvious? You feel what I'm saying? Y'all both in here. Y'all, when it comes to a man, you feel me? Y'all try not to bust that nut fast. Y'all want to last and make him last unnecessarily long. So you want to?
It's not unnecessary.
Not bust the nut. Why don't you? If it's meant
to,
you can bust
it to enjoy the experience.
What? They would have made this nigga put in extra overtime. For what? Bitch, get your motherfucking nut and stop playing so we can get the fuck out of here. Fuck you goddamn doing.
It's your body blism. It takes some women longer to nut from vaginal penetration.
I eat pussy. So if I eat pussy, you still take it too extra fucking long to bust a nut. Don't make me say that. I'm a grown motherfucking man, 30-something years old. You feel what I'm saying? Why would you assume that I don't have pussy? Find me the grown-ass motherfucking nigga that don't eat pussy.
She said, I didn't say that shit. I already knew.
I mean, show me his
her, but I already knew. It was just a joke.
But I'm just saying, so why? So
but
why?
You know what, though, Blue?
The point is,
women that
no, wait.
So.
My point is, if I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna do that and I'm gonna use them, why the fuck are you trying to make it last longer? Won't you go in and bust a nut and let's goddamn, you know, what are you, why are y'all trying to make it last longer? Why? I've been trying to hurry up
and come. And the point that I'm making, Blizzom, is.
I've been trying to hurry up and come, actually, so.
But the point
I'm
making, Blizzom, is I can nut quicker from a guy licking on it than him sticking on it. But I want that vaginal nut. That's what I want. And it takes time to do that. That's why if I want a quick nut because I'm stressed, I'm not going to get no dildo and play with me inside. I'm just going to hit the target spot and nut real quick to calm myself down. That's what I do. But it's what your man, they need to put in that work.
So, ladies, how does a vaginal nut feel? Like,
it don't feel, if I have a vaginal nut,
it's a different kind of experience.
It's a different feeling.
It's
a different
spot versus the clit spot. I mean, you got two different kind of sensations there. I mean,
because
they both feel damn good, but you got two different ways.
Because I know when I nut, it's like I get a cloudy feeling in my head, and like my whole body goes numb, and then I don't know. I feel like I'm having a seizure or something.
The vaginal nut. Some men can't achieve
it. You used to get fucking choked. That's what's wrong with you, shit.
Some men can't hit that spot, and when they hit that spot, they gotta keep hitting it for you to have a vaginal nut. Some men can't do that. It's easier for them to make your nut by clitoral stimulation. Because if I nut from my clit, it's just gonna be a regular orgasm. If I nut from my vagina, it's gonna be a squirting thing. It's different. It's completely different.
I squirt when I get lit. I squirt when I get licked, but I mean that whole vaginal thing. My homegirl said every time she has a vaginal one, she always ends up crying.
Thing about it, when you nut from your vagina, the first time it feels like you're gonna pee. That's how it felt to me. And you gotta really let your body go and just allow yourself to do it. And all men, they move around too much. They gotta keep hitting that spot. Some men just can't keep hitting that spot. And once you fall off, you gotta start all the way back over again.
That's why you just flip over and get it over with. Damn.
I know, because just lick on the clit. I'm going to rub the clit while you're hitting it from the back, and I'm going to nut real quick by myself, and then that's it.
Oh, so y'all saying that pussy got a reset button on it.
Yeah.
swallow it all because it was so much tight.
I had a man.
Yeah. And there you have it, motherfucker. Well,
I do got a question,
enough to make a nigga bust like that. Get your mind
but
right.
I do got a question, though.
Everybody can't do that.
But, if a nigga nut that much, you've been sucking his dick for a long motherfucking time.
Hey, and
it ain't
and
my
I might be. I might be.
It ain't
talking
about
30
minutes.
It don't have to be long. It's not about how fast they nut the first time. Because to be honest with you, if you make a nigga nut pretty fast, that could mean you just got some good stuff. Because if they lasting forever, it could be shit bad, you never know. But it's not about the fact if they nut quick the first time. It's about how they recover from that shit. I don't care if you nut quick.
But like
you
I
come
said,
back and make
if
sure
you
that
depending
I
on what you do, depending on what you do, they ain't going to recover quick, period.
Yep, sometimes they don't. Shit, not be
depending on your
skin
wait,
mad. Look, piss the fuck off.
Hey, I tell this to every woman who feel like they got that five motherfucking head, man. You get that old little goddamn teacher clock, that white one, and you turn that bitch all the way around, and you get on that dick till that bitch go ding and tell me what's happening.
But look, like I said, T-Red, it don't have to be long. It just got to be white.
Exactly.
It ain't got to be long.
It just got to be white. That's true. That is so true. Treat.
I feel like if he falls asleep, don't worry about it. Just roll him over and hop back on it. He'll wake up eventually.
Man,
as long as that
dick
hurts,
he'll
wake up. His eyes will open back up.
Hey, Blair.
Right?
You know what? He ain't even got to open his eyes. He can stay
right into
his
eyes. Okay.
Hey, Kim.
Right on into it.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Shay.
Yes?
Bow to the pussy then. Fuck it.
Nigga, we doing that like men. Stop. Don't touch me. I'm sleepy. Stop. And now he's going for a minute. If you do it for a couple minutes, they'd be like, man, they'd be like, man, stop. And they'd be like, damn, that feel good. Then they'll forget all about what shit. They'll wake up.
And then look, they want me to wake them up. I'll wake them up. I let them get their rest because they obviously needed it. I'm going to let them get their rest.
Aw. If I ain't got mine, I'm going to wake up.
Aw.
She
said she
got
a little
quick.
That's nice. She said they need, obviously they need it. She's going to let them get their
rest. Let them get their rest
tomorrow. The rest of us trying to wake the niggas up and shit.
I'm telling you, you can sleep when you're dead. I want mine.
Oh,
y'all.
Hey, but it go both ways. No, it go the same way. If a man drag you right, you ain't trying to pop up and do all be
I know,
no
that's
popcorn
true.
And
I might suck you some more, but I might not lift my head up too high. But yeah, I might suck you a little bit longer. I ain't gonna lift my head up.
You know what I'm saying.
That's true. Cause I've had some so good before. I was asleep for about 10 hours. And I, my body was hurt, and I felt that shit. It, my body, because you know when you've been doing that aerobic style shit, your legs hurt. Man, I'm a professional dancer, okay? And that shit was worse than any hitch, kick, split, back bend, anything that I ever did. My thighs were hurt. I didn't even want to fuck. He was touching me. I was like, nigga, you better move. I'll bust you in the face. Like, that's how when you know that shit. Sometimes it be that good. You only, I ain't touch a toy in like 2 weeks. My toys start getting dust and shit around them. Like, see, that shit right there. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, it get good like that. I don't know what was wrong with him. I don't know if he was on that 5-hour energy or that Four Loko. I don't know what it was, but shit.
Yeah. On that
sometimes shit. It be that good where you don't even want nothing after that. Sometimes it do be that good.
Yeah, you just gotta lay there for the rest of the day. I know.
Yep, you just be like, you just want your body to go out.
No. Be thirsty, can't even get up and get a glass of water.
Right? Look, can you look, baby, can you go give me something to drink?
Hit that fan when you walk out.
That's funny to watch y'all with that fan and y'all legs be jacked up in the air. And y'all be trying to get that air into your pussy. That shit be funny.
I got a question. I'm just curious. How many of y'all, after y'all fuck somebody or whatever, do y'all do, you know, extend a little courtesy, get up and get a little wash rag, come back and wash the pussy off, wash the dick off?
I do. I will. I actually have some baby wipes sitting to the side. I use wipes a lot.
And
after
I wipe it, I'll even suck it just to make sure I got out.
Yeah.
You
gotta
get
that last little tip. Make sure.
All right, I just want to see if y'all was more grimy motherfuckers. Be like, fuck it, nigga, get up your ass, self. You know,
run away there and be sticky dick.
I mean, I am not a man.
It shouldn't be too sticky if you got all of it off of it.
You clean all that shit up,
and then
you
put
enough to wipe on
to
be fresh for the next round.
Yeah.
You gotta be like the little fish to clean the tank.
Y'all, what y'all been drinking? Y'all know I like to drink. What am I looking at? Y'all been drinking on something.
We drink on it.
I'm sober today.
Believe it
me
or not,
too.
Me too. That's unusual.
Me
I'm
too.
About to go get me some, though. Anybody in the
I ain't had me nothing to drink either. Shit, my Moscato was gone
early. I should have went to the store and bought me something.
I got a bottle of Moscato in the refrigerator. I ain't even cracked open yet.
Bro, that should be on point.
I'm telling y'all, y'all need to get on that muscadine wine. It's sweet and it tastes just like the muscadines. Since we're on this topic,
I got a homegirl. The homegirl I was talking about on the show that, you know, the 24 that's in River Oaks. Smart chick, real pretty girl, but she do not suck dick. So
she don't, but her boyfriend cheated on her with another girl.
Of course, she came to me. And was like, Alexis, man, she was crying and she like, why would you do that? I looked at her like, girl,
did you tell her?
Yeah, I've been told her she should at least try it. But see, the thing about it, it'll be different if she didn't do it and he didn't do it. But it's like he always eating her out.
Oh, well, hell, I would cheat, too, then.
She kind of asked for it, you know what I'm saying? She kind of asked for it.
I had this 40-year-old woman come to me and ask me
bitch, you can't put a dick in your mouth. Fuck that. Your friend
Watch your mouth. I have done that before.
Kill that bitch. Kill her. She dead.
I mean, I told her, I was like, you know, hey.
I had an option when it comes to sex these days. I mean, it goes together.
It should be required.
It's just together. But how you going to have sex?
No. It is an option.
I don't know. I just look at it. I look at it as just pleasing your partner however they want to be pleased. I really don't think about it as, I'm sucking his dick. I'm saying that's what he like and that's what makes him happy. So, I mean, you should just do whatever it takes to make the other person happy. That's how I look at it.
You should be getting off and seeing him get off. I mean, you know.
Really? Yeah, it should make, it should turn
you
into
wait,
me hot
when
I'm giving him.
Wait, are you trying to defend him? Are you trying to defend her or some shit? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, well, see, if she just don't do it all together, now we're going to kill her. But if she does it, let me tell you something. I would get this thing licked up, licked down.
That was her boyfriend.
That's her boyfriend. I just can't do that. I'm like, what? Shit.
Well, you're going to get cheated on for the rest of your married life.
No, that nigga's going to break up with her mucky ass. That good deal. She gonna know who she is. She'll learn. She'll get tired of niggas cheating on her stupid ass. She'll learn. Maybe 35 by the time, but she's gonna start sucking some dick or she's gonna go gay one.
You know, is there something wrong for not really enjoying getting licked? Because I really just don't.
I don't even say no more. I'm gonna kill you right now. I'm gonna send a bullet through your phone. If you say it, you got to throw me.
No, really, real talk. I like it, but I just don't like it. I don't like it more than anything else. Like, I like it the least. I don't have to just have it. Some people gotta get licked.
Shut your mouth.
I'm
a, you
telling you.
like I said, that is not as hot and sexy anymore. That's why it goes along with
you
it.
I don't like getting ate all the time. That is, I don't like it as much as anything else.
No, I'm finna execution what? Style. I'm finna shoot you execution style for real.
I'm telling the I mean, I like it, but I mean, I ain't just gotta have it. Some people just gotta get
it
out.
Look, you can't get mad because you're a faith fanatic and Alexa Poo not now. That's
I mean,
true.
It don't matter. I'm about to shoot her execution style.
Yeah, because you like to get your pussy ate all the time, and she doesn't.
I mean, no. I didn't say I didn't like getting ate out. I just said that I prefer sucking over getting ate out.
No, you
said that's just
love
my
it.
Opinion.
You
huh?
Talk to love both of them. You talk to love both
I
of them.
I like it, but right. I like penetration. If I had to choose, I would choose penetration over anything. I mean, that's just me.
Everybody's not a
face
fanatic.
I don't know if I choose penetration over anything. I mean, sometimes you do really just want face.
Yeah, you
I mean,
do.
You
do, but
sometimes
you do, but some people just gotta have that.
I just know some people just gotta have it. They call
me. That's me.
Her name is Key. How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing?
Y'all so silly.
Y'all is awful. Y'all had about do it right.
Y'all out of control tonight. Y'all out of control. I warned all these people that's still listening that's not saying much what was going to happen. I hope you guys, there's people on the line. I don't know who
they are.
They probably
being entertained. They cracking, they laughing their ass.
They just sitting there for just not saying nothing.
Well, they might.
They probably scared.
I don't know.
Hey, Bedroom Thug is, I just got the text, whatever, gave him time to tell y'all that Bedroom Thug is back on. And I need some questions to ask people, something freaky. Key,
all
Shay,
this stuff
Lexi
we've been
Poo.
Talking about, you better.
Hey, why my name had to come out first?
Because you said you like to get,
you're the freakiest.
Yeah.
Am I? How y'all know?
Hey, you know what? In my book, you are.
I'm the most innocent one. I'm innocent.
Oh, my
God. I'm innocent. I'm going to take the innocent role of the night.
Hold on. You know who I think is the most innocent?
Lexi Poo is going to take the innocent role of the night.
No.
Ooh, no,
the one I think is more innocent is LL.
What?
They'll be the one.
Hello.
You be the one who said nothing because you transforming on a nigga ass.
Y'all absolutely insane. Oh my, crazier than crazy.
And I'm just still taking notes. That's all. That's why she feel looking. She still taking notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lev, not innocent. What the fuck
are
y'all talking about?
I did. I've never heard you, like, really just talk about sex, like, you know, the rest of us. So that's what I'm saying. I know you're not innocent, but, you know, like, the whole sex thing, I think that you are. That's just my opinion.
I'm not innocent by far. No, I'm never going to do that. I'm not innocent by far. But, I mean, there's some times where I feel that needs to be discussed or that I'm just ready to, you know what I'm saying? Maybe there's something I want to get off my chest. Man. Get on me or off my chest lately, so I can't really participate.
Oh, you want on or off your chest?
She said on or off her chest.
Mainly Key. I'm mainly living by Key with Key because if I had an alter ego, it would be.
Okay. Well, y'all, give me a sex question to ask, like a man and a woman.
Oh wait, but
do you want to go to liquor to get stimulated?
It almost made me want to go find somebody and turn over a new leaf. I was like, well, dog, we can do all of that.
What y'all talking about?
Let me find out. Your piece that you posted.
Oh, my poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She be going off on them poems. I'm with Mr. Jones when he said jacking off to a poem. I'm with his ass.
That was Mike.
I'm with Mike on that one, boy. Just pop up one of them damn poems. Hey, just hey, use your imagination. Me, shit, use your imagination.
Well, she's not my friend on Facebook, so I can't just go read.
That's not for my imagination. No, that's from
I'm saying if people read your poems, I do just use their imagination.
Oh yeah, they can use theirs.
Yes.
I don't have the best imagination, so whatever I write is from experience.
I was inspired to do so.
Before
you post stuff like that, so these niggas around here don't be getting lucky just off of something you done posted that I'm trying to try out. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
I wish I could get some tonight. It's all right. It's shortcoming. Yeah. Tell him to leave. I'm finna post a piece. He can't get it on.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Pump the brakes. Excuse me, Miss Lexi. What happened to your year? That ain't no shortcoming.
No, that ain't.
Oh, no. I already broke that.
No.
Me and my. Oh, you're talking about the 2011. I haven't had sexism yet in 2011, but.
Having it with yourself does count, just so you know.
No, that don't count.
I haven't had sex in a month. So, I mean.
With yourself? Not even with yourself?
With myself? A little bit. I mean,
a little bit.
A little bit.
I'm gonna throw you outside.
My baby, Michael Jackson.
I know I'm not gonna put him on the balcony. He's a little bit too big to be put on the balcony.
She had a whole bottle.
Let me ask everybody a question. Speaking of kids, has anybody ever walked in on their parents fucking or had their kids walk in on them fucking?
I walked in on my mom having sex. My ex walked in on us one time, and my son has walked in on me. And my ex having sex.
It happened pretty recent. A couple months ago, my mama walked in on me and somebody, doing it. But see, my mom came to my house and she was staying in my house. And the way my apartment is set up, in order to get to the restroom, you got to walk through my bedroom door. You don't have to walk through my room, but you got to walk through my bedroom door. It doesn't come into my room, but you can still hear or see. And then he was like, man, your mama, how long is she going to be here, man? Like, I'm telling you, I'm sorry not to give a damn. And I was like, me, just wait till my mama leave. And so, I was getting tired of that shit. I was like, fuck it, come on, my daddy. So, shit, we started hitting it and shit. And, like, my mama never did. And, I mean, normally I would cue myself to hush, but it was on the verge of coming. So
You should have just asked her if she had to use the bathroom before you
started. My mom has bladder problems, okay?
So my mama was using the restroom every fucking
10, 15 minutes. I was like, damn, Alexis, how many times your mama got to go to the bathroom? Fuck that shit. I can't handle it no more. This is my house. I'm grown. I pay my bills. Mama know Lexi Poo got to get it too. So, shit, I had been celibate for a year and a half, so I wasn't doing that shit no more. I was like, fuck this. So I took it, and she walked in. I mean, she had bladder problems, y'all. Come on now. You at least give me the excuse for that. And it is my house, so
I
tried.
Y'all could take the living room and let mama have the bedroom then. That's all I
was
saying. But the thing about that, too, if I would have gave her the living room, to eat all the damn time, so should I ask her to walk and let her go to the kitchen? It was like a lose-lose situation, shit. I wasn't fucked up.
She's eating all the time. That's why she got to keep going to the bathroom, because she
every 10, 15 minutes, no exaggeration. I'm telling you. It was that bad.
Now, my oldest son, when he was 5, he walked in on me and my ex, but she was on top. And he was hitting her, it freaked the shit out because it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And he was like hitting her, like trying to beat her up. I guess he must have thought that she was jumping on me or something.
I remember my mama and my daddy, and I still remember that shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, I remember rolling over while my mama was on top of my daddy, and I act like I was still asleep, and my mama, she gonna pick me up and go take me to my bed. I didn't want to know her to know I saw it. I was like six. And she don't know, wake up and put me in my bed. And see, my mama, she used to have a red light on or a blue light on when she used to have my daddy do it or whatever. So she picked me up and gonna put me in my bed. And she's like, butt-ass naked. Man, I've been scarred ever since. That's my problem.
I'm always butt-naked in my house, so my kids used to that.
Hey, you know what's funny? Because I walked in on my mom and my stepdad, and she was in a doggy position, and that's the same way she walked in. Me and my mom walked in on my ex-wife, and that girl in the doggy position.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry for life. Between the porn under the kitchen sink and the cassettes and the hands having sex while you're laying next to him, what you expect?
But if you're a preacher's kid, you would never, you know, think that, okay, damn, your parents get down like that. Yeah, like your parents get down like that. Like, damn, they know them kind of.
Well, I heard that somebody told me that the only real religious way to have sex is a missionary. I want to slap that person in the face.
Totally, but
we all didn't do it that way. I'm so serious. Somebody said that to me. Said that's the way that you're supposed to have sex in missionary.
My ex doesn't believe that, and he was a preacher. He believed.
See,
that
you know what I'm. You know I'm thinking
would have ever been there, man. If that's the case,
mine was.
Well, I have to pray to God and be like, I'm sorry, God, I repent, but I'm so about to get to this doggy position right now. I'm so sorry
with
you for what you're about to do.
Can you post it up? Can you post it up?
Post what up?
Can you take a picture of it, do a video court or something?
What's she talking about?
Nothing. That's just me.
Oh.
Girl, you a hot mess.
Hot one.
I'm the only guy left on the line. I got a private call. I don't know who that is, but I think I might be the only guy left. I'm always the only guy left with all you chicks.
Ain't that good?
I love it.
But okay, so y'all, hold on, give me a real good sex question to ask, y'all. I need a real good one.
Girl, wait a minute.
I know, if y'all call in, I am gonna ask y'all. Give me y'all sexiest moments. I am gonna ask for that.
Girl, pick a question. We've been talking about all this stuff. Just pick a topic. Somebody will start talking about it so much.
Do
it and let his girlfriend stick something up his ass.
I don't know. See, you know what? I tried that one before. It didn't go too good.
It went just like that.
It went just like that.
Oh my gosh.
I can't do this shit.
Would you want to stay with your man if he would let you stick something up his ass? There you go.
Okay. Hold on. Y'all know this is bedroom thug. This is like sexy.
I was with my ex-boyfriend for 3 years, and when I used to rub his butt, like, during sex, when he was on top of me, and he used to get good, and I used to squeeze his ass. If I squeeze his ass for longer than 2 seconds, Miss Lexi stopped touching me. Like, he wouldn't dare let me get close to his butt like that. Like, I don't know.
Whatever.
I think I have an ass. And I used to love smacking his ass and grabbing his ass, and I didn't give a damn. But, I mean, he wouldn't let me get close to his hole. Hell no.
You did it.
Oh, I let a bitch lick my ass. I already said it.
Oh, my God. My boy, you said
what you say? What you say, Blue?
I said I let a chick lick my ass. I don't give a fuck. She just can't stick nothing up it.
Okay, you know what? That's one. Okay, I got one. Would you let your chick lick you in the ass? Okay.
I lick a nigga in the ass, but I'm not in a...
Blizzard, I hope you call in because I do have three-way, and I do have a conference line, and I will call y'all.
I mean, I really don't give a shit what nobody, you know what I mean?
I know it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't give a fuck if somebody asks me.
But see, the questions that I do have, I'll never ask Blizzard them questions. I always ask him something totally different than what I'm asking everybody else.
Ask Blizzard the same shit.
You do toes, elbows, and booty holes.
Yay, poo-poo, you did it.
Y'all are too much.
My baby is a pop by himself.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, let's get back to sex talk.
Sex talk 136.
Okay, you're done.
This is grown folks hour.
Okay, look, K100 after dark.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Okay. Oh, I ain't gonna want to go to work tomorrow, Lord. Look, I've been out for 2 days.
Mm. Go make that money, honey.
Come on, baby.
Make that money. Don't let it make you.